There we are. We're on. It's the Don and Mike Show. We're pretty excited to be here. It's Friday, and we all know what that means. Don and Mike will be joining us momentarily for what I think will be an unusually exciting show. I think everybody has just a little extra energy today for reasons that may become apparent to you later on. So stay tuned for the Don and Mike Show live coming up.
All right, okay. What's up with your big moose head? What's up with your peanut head?
I thought they were
being worn by a small child.
God, it's like Joe Jacoby. We had the wrong headphones on to begin the show, Buzz.
Is your head that small, much smaller than mine?
Yes, I guess so. I wear the headphones tight and hard on my head. And right as we're about to start the show, the tender touch of Rob...
Yes.
Came my way
softly,
and I said, "What?" He said, "Shh." And I had the microphones are on. He said, "Turn it off." He said, "What?" He says, "You've got Mike's headphones. Mike has your headphones."
Panic.
Normally,
panic struck the air studio.
Normally, that only happens with underwear.
That's very tricky because mics are the ones that say Mike O'Mara on them, and a lot of times, you know, we can't crack the code.
Same as the underwear.
Gotcha. Yeah. So,
whose job is it to lay the headphones out?
Oh, I don't, Joe.
There you go. Don't get down on Joe.
That's Joe, right. You're under arrest.
My man Joe was out late into the night.
You're not as smart as your brother, Joe.
He was doing his Joe Mo's.
Joe Mo's?
I don't think Joe's got a friend in the world.
Oh, I don't either, Judge. Boy, that Michael Jackson judge got a lot to say.
All right, Melville. Joe.
Okay,
that's Judge Melville, ladies and gentlemen.
That's him.
Rodney Melville.
And Mike?
Don?
If I could just say to you?
Yes.
Congratulations?
Yes.
It's another pleat in your cape?
Yes.
What? On making it to work today.
You know, here's the deal. Everybody's mistaking my bad back for a hangover, and that's really pissing me off.
Understandable.
Because I'm coming around the corner, and the first thing I see Joe, and Joe goes, hey. Yeah, I'm walking like a 90-year-old man stooped over because of booze the night before. No.
Okay.
It's not true.
What is it, Grasshopper? It's your back.
It's my goddamn back.
Right.
You've had a bad back. You know what I'm talking about, honey.
Yeah.
I could have brought you pills for that.
Really?
Yeah.
I need something. I should get something good for this.
I should get something good. My foot's numb.
That's not a good sign.
No, I don't think so. Half the foot, not the whole foot.
That's, well, which
half the foot?
Which
the
half?
Right, the right
which
half.
Side? The right
half,
side.
Yeah.
Well, is that? Let me see. On which foot?
Right foot.
On the right foot.
Mm-hmm.
That's an important side. On your right foot. The right side is the more important. Although on the left side of your right foot, you've got your big toe.
That's right.
You know, that's your anchor toe.
Yeah. Well, I just got adjusted, so it's probably a little, it's a little torqued up right now.
Hmm. What did the chiropractor say to you?
He said, come in tomorrow.
He said, God.
He said, come in tomorrow.
You smell like whiskey.
You smell like a distillery.
It's coming out of your pores, man.
What's the matter? Did you party last night?
Did he give you the same advice my chiropractor does?
What's that?
Pay as you exit.
See the lady at the front door.
Well, anyway, congratulations on making the show today.
And, yes, I'm delighted. I'm very, Where was the music?
Michael.
My
friend.
What?
My protector.
Yeah.
My lover.
Mm-hmm.
My husband.
Yeah, I'm not your lover.
How do I thank you for last night?
What did I do?
So magically special.
Beautiful ceremony.
Thank you
for choosing
to save yourself for our first time.
Oh, dear. All right.
Good things really do happen when I'm at O'Mara's. Really, really good things.
I don't like to kiss and tell.
Wow.
All right.
With you?
Yeah.
I am reborn.
Oh.
You shamrocked my world. Now, I celebrate my love for you with matrimonial groaners.
Oh, wonderful.
What actress is number one in Egypt?
What?
Mia Farrow. What cable network only features programming about prostitutes?
What?
Hotime. What cop show do Swedes miss the most?
What?
NYPD Blue. Classic sitcom star is always falling down?
What?
Dizzy Arnaz.
What 70s
rock band wrote songs in Hebrew?
What?
Jew Oyster Cult. Who is Napoleon Dynamite's favorite golfer? Liger Woods. Which of the Waltons went both ways? Elton John Boy. What Sylvester Stallone movie is number one in Baghdad?
Which one?
I, Rocky. What does Tommy Lee put in his salad?
What?
Motley Croutons.
Jesus.
Oh, my dear Michael.
Wow. Stop.
Put the moon in matrimony.
Oh,
say it with me now.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Get a little close to comfort.
In here. Well, I rather like to. And congratulations on your nuptials.
You made him very happy. Well, I don't remember any of it.
Sure.
Hello.
Yeah, maybe that's how you threw your back out.
Hey, maybe never thought about that.
Putting the moan in matrimony.
Having gay sex with John Norman.
Congratulations.
Who?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, and Mike, congratulations on the anniversary of your joint.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. A great crowd last night.
We had a great time at that party last night.
We had a great time at that party.
Hey, Donna, Mike, Zed, it's Eddie Money, the money man.
Yep.
Oh, and here's John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
When Mike's got his back hurt.
It's a lot of fun.
No, it's not a lot of fun.
No.
Right. Hi there. I'm still having to look over this way to hit the button.
Okay.
Hi, Donovan.
We appreciate it.
Slightly unnerving.
Hello.
Hello.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Here's the ceremonial door.
Our true story. He was a New York Nazi with living true honor. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and his soul torn apart. View discretion advised.
How have you been?
Where are you registered?
At the Target.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Commercial Recording Session. And all the chimps that see. They've never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Miranda.
Don Geronimo and I go there.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Batman. What do you think, Judge?
All right, Buster, what do you do?
Well, Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday, 03-18-05.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Retarded. Don and Mike Show, new episode. It's Friday. It's March 18, 20-05. Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from Canada, from Mexico. 800-636-1067 in D.C. 202-432-1067.
Wonderful.
Just so all you little brains know, it's that time. It's been 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
We're going away for our vacations that you hate us for, but too bad.
Yeah, deal with it.
2 weeks.
That makes today's show extra special.
That's right. So don't say we didn't warn you. Mm-hmm.
Well, shows before vacation are always a little goofy.
Crazy.
You turn it on next week, you go, I might have heard this before. Of course, as we're telling you now.
Right. Well, it's quality entertainment, though. It's, you know, you like certain shows. You get to hear them again.
Now, will Mike and I be having surgery again on this vacation, either one of us? Because every time...
You know what?
What?
You know what, pal? What?
Hello.
That Don and Mike
Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
Hey, I got the same symptoms you did, and I have to have surgery on my back, buddy.
You had to have surgery?
Yes, sir.
And how did it turn out?
I'm a changed man.
I had to cut off his leg.
How do you like the wheelchair?
I lived for about 6 years with pain and had surgery and... Everything's fine.
Okay. Well, that's good. Let's see. That's not the negative story,
right?
That you know. I mean, if it ended up with you, I was maimed for life. That would be the bad story. This is a good story.
He doesn't have ED or anything.
No.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Bye bye. Phone call.
No, that was a hang up sound. Sometimes it means email. Sometimes it means phone call.
Atta girl.
I don't
know.
Pretty young for that, aren't you?
Judge Melville.
There he is. He's all over the place.
I can hear. You don't have to shout. What do you want?
Well, what's going on with the Michael Jackson trial?
Show him the way, dude.
Okay. Show him the way.
You got no sense of responsibility?
Wow. Wow, we're getting deep. These are deep cuts.
He's angry. This is going to hurt. Here's something to bite on.
That's my favorite.
We have a new winner.
You like that one better than the time to bite your bacon or whatever that, your biscuit?
And then there's another one. There's another one that you and I both liked, and now I've forgotten what it was.
Remember, it's How's It Take?
How's It Take?
Oh,
yeah.
How's It Take?
Get some bacon and a
I'll let him have the key to your cell anytime he wants it.
Wow. That's okay. Thanks, Judge.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda Parr, Miranda.
Adam West.
I do it.
How about taking off your mask?
Ask me to do anything for you.
Take off your mask, Adam. Take off your mask.
But please don't ask me to remove my mask. It's against the code of heroes.
Don't ask him to do that.
You know, there are a lot of people who've got that song stuck in their head now.
Yeah.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
You like that, Judge?
He talks out of turn, Stumpy. Throw a bucket of water on him.
He's getting angrier.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, this is Allison. I'm the acupuncturist who's talked to Don and Mike before.
Hi, well, remember. You're on the air with us, Allison. Listen, I got to tell you, before you start jabbing, and Mike should probably go see you, I agree.
Yeah.
I went to see my gal today.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Again, are you euphoric?
Oh, I'm telling you, yes.
Really?
I mean, I'm not, I hate, oh, the one thing I hate is phony saccharine. You know, I'm feeling so good. Trust me, inside I'm still mad and very, you know, caustic and just bubbling over with bad stuff, but somehow it's okay. This acupuncturist,
I swear to God, I can tell a difference in you on Friday.
Yes?
And it's not because Friday, you were never a guy where you'd come in here. Rob bounces off the wall on Fridays. Rob loves a Friday,
right?
You would always be kind of the same, and maybe even you know, you wouldn't necessarily, you love being here, you love doing the show.
Yes, you would mean a couple of days I would not. Yeah, I would have to, you know, be with
you wouldn't exactly
my family.
You wouldn't exactly be bouncing off the walls. And
not
now,
that I don't like being with my family.
Of course,
and they're all coming in now.
But when I
for the
come
holiday,
in,
they're all coming in.
When I come in on Fridays now, you're a different guy. But I wanna talk to this lady and find out. You got your needles with you?
Yeah, and I like your new nickname, Acupuncture Vixen. I caught that, and I like that.
Who called you
the acupuncture vixen last night.
Oh, I believe you did on a recent show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you have your needles with you right now?
I do. I'm actually in D.C. right now.
Okay. Come out here to the studio today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Okay.
It's real sterile here.
I don't know how to get to your studio, though.
Can we put her on hold? And have, I mean,
yeah,
can
sure.
she do it in the studio, Don, do you think?
That's great. Sure, Mike, if you think that would
No, I mean, you know acupuncture. Can she do it and, like, put some needles in me?
I don't...
Will you cure my back pain?
I can.
I can't vouch for this carny. I'm sorry, I can't vouch for her.
Now, she's a carny, but she's certified, right?
I can vouch for my carny.
Your carny.
I can't vouch for this carny.
Licensed carny.
And can you travel?
Yes, I can travel.
Well, then, please, I'm ready for anything right now.
I'll be there. I have a... 3:30, I have to look at some apartment in the ghetto that I somehow got involved in.
Good.
Renting.
Yeah, she sounds very young.
We'll just make the entire show around your schedule today when you can get down here.
This doesn't have to be on the air.
No, I can do it on air.
It doesn't off air. I mean, I'm talking about, like, you know, I'd be willing to take needles from you, like in the green room at 7:05.
You don't know where her needles have been, Mike.
I
trust
I'll
her.
Look, bring all your documentation.
Will do.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, hold on.
Tell me where to come.
All right. Hold on a second.
Right, whenever you get here, yeah, we'll put you on hold.
Hold on a second.
Okay. Good.
I mean,
I hope it works for you.
I'm. You know. What the hell? I'm not doing acupuncture because my back hurts, but I'm just telling you, man. I love it. I love it.
I've never done it for back pain. I've done it for migraine headaches, and the only thing I told you is that it relaxed me. And that's all it did. So, but it didn't necessarily take care of the migraines.
No, and as she got, like, today, I had to be, like, I don't know, maybe 25 different pins in me.
Wow.
And you know my hang-up with feet. I mean, Jesus Christ, I've been married 24 years. I still leave my socks on when it's time for relations with my wife. Yet for whatever reason, with this lady, it's like, go ahead. Those are my feet. Yes, go ahead. Touch it. She rubbed some kind of oils or herb stuff into my feet.
Sure.
You know, I think today it was either 25 or 26 pins.
The fact of the matter is about this acupuncture thing. You're going away, I think, tomorrow or the next day. I'm going away Sunday. I'm kind of in a desperate situation here. I'm going to try anything. I'm going to try anything. And if she's got the proper paperwork, I'm going to let her stick needles
in. I find it centers relaxes me.
Obviously.
It does.
So you can see I take this woman out of the equation. But if I was to be going to someone, you would say it's worth a try.
Yes, except I'm sure that whoever you meet would not be as special as my...
You would have the... Well, I know competition, man, that you would have the best acupuncturist.
I'm telling you, I think that mine is...
as special as yours. Do you know she's a practicing physician?
Can I tell you...
Medical person, I could go to her too, you know.
Can I just tell you maybe why I'm so enamored with mine? I'm not having a competition with you.
Why?
I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. You know what she said to me today?
What'd she say?
She said, I have an incredible mind.
Well, there you go.
Don't laugh.
I don't disagree with that.
We were having an in-depth discussion about how my incredible mind works.
No off switch.
Yes, no off switch. And about how I file things away. And she was telling me whatever these theories are about Western medicine. And I said, yes, I get this. And
I think it's a phenomenal mind when it's open.
She just put down the pencil. She said, you have an incredible mind. Mm-hmm. I said, is it a beautiful mind? I said, no, and she didn't get the joke.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. No.
No, but just incredible. So many thoughts. You're going to be so good at this. Now lay down. Let me put 26 pins in you.
Mm-hmm. She put 26 in you?
Yeah.
But did she tell you the number that she puts in you?
No, I count.
Wow.
I count as I feel each prick.
Mm-hmm.
As I feel each prick go deeper and deeper. And then... she puts this pack thing over my eyes so I can't see.
Right.
And I got quite the start, because I've never seen all the pins in me. And she took the pack thing off, and she was taking them out of my feet and my ankles. And I look at my hands, like 15 of these now. I went, whoa! She said, don't touch anything. Yeah, don't touch anything. I said, how incredible is my mind? I almost just wet my pants looking at these pins.
Yes.
Now, Mike, if you find the one and she can help you, I'm all for it.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah. I'm a little desperate.
I'm all for it.
To be honest with you.
Couldn't hurt.
And one of these times, it's gonna end up like a porno movie. I know it. I've got that type of relationship.
Really?
No.
Incense and all that stuff.
No, it's the same. The same acupuncture chick my wife goes to. As a matter of fact, Frida was there today at the same... I felt like I was cheating on Frida, but she was right in the next room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was right in the next room, and here I am getting the oils on me, and I'm getting the pins in me, I'm thinking...
You get oils?
These herbs that she rubs on the top of my feet.
Ooh. Is that like a foot rub?
Technically, that's what I'm telling you.
It's a foot rub?
Not really.
You're letting someone rub your feet?
That's what I was trying to tell you. The level of openness that I'm willing to give this
bro.
What I'm thinking is, as I'm sitting there and she's rubbing the... And it's just on the top of the foot.
Right.
Okay. Where she rubs this stuff in. Not like on the backside where there's been, 46 years of athlete's foot. She's on the good side of the foot. The foot, the side that doesn't touch the ground.
Right.
And I'm thinking... Boy, I actually had the thought today. Frida is in the next room.
Uh-huh.
Whatever they do to her. 24 years, I swear to God, I never let...
She doesn't even see your feet.
If we go to the beach, I take my shoes off, but I'm not a foot guy.
Don't you bury them in the sand, too?
Yeah, and here I am now with what, up until a month ago, was a total stranger, and she could be down there doing God knows what with my feet, and I'm going, okay, and I'm feeling better about it.
All right.
Wow.
Go figure that.
I'm very pleased that you think this is helping. But beware.
There's what is there to be afraid of?
Something evil.
I mean, it's not like putting these needles in you could make something go haywire.
What could go wrong with stabbing yourself?
Rob.
It's hocus pocus.
Thousands of years of medicine.
Stop it. I told you this last week when I was feeling good. I tell you this now.
Just beware.
I still hate.
Okay.
I still hate.
You hate as well?
Yes.
Okay,
as
good.
A matter of fact, I can hate with a clearer mind. I now know more specifically who I hate.
Well, maybe you're winning me over now.
And why I hate.
Just beware.
We can have an at-depth discussion.
A clearer mind. And what did she call it?
She called it An incredible mind.
Wow.
You have an incredible mind. Really, I'm sitting here in my Green Bay Packer pajamas. Really, an incredible mind.
Coming this soon, I never met a guy like you before. Miranda.
Oh, we got a call about that, I think. Hello, Andrew, Don and Mike Show.
Well, you know you have the right to remain silent, Miranda. Anything you say.
Get out. Did forget something.
Oh, that's right. See if he remembers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's his day.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Yo, you're under arrest.
Joe, I'm there's a law against sleeping in the parking lot, officer.
All right, Joe, how did the Jomos go? You went out last night for St. Patrick's Day with the tape recorder and the dumb questions. How
did
it go?
I did. Shout out to Fat Tuesday's restaurant, New Orleans Bar in Fairfax, and George Mason University.
Wow.
How did it go?
Pretty well.
Okay, pretty well by whose standards? By your standards?
Obviously not by Rob's standards.
Not well by Rob? Oh, really? Robbie, have you heard the stuff?
What does that mean?
Because I know Rob is the arbiter of all that is funny.
Arbiter.
The arbiter.
True enough.
Have you heard any of the stuff from Joe yet?
Just a taste.
What do you say after just a taste?
I want more.
You want more?
Wow,
okay.
That's encouraging.
That's kind of an endorsement.
I think it's great. We got annoying girls. We got some drunk guys. We've got somebody who can't actually do the alphabet backwards.
Okay, well, don't give it all away. Don't leave it all in the locker room.
Well,
okay. Goodbye, Joe.
Good day.
Good day. Say good day to you, sir. And I don't know if he's out there anywhere. Yeah, anybody out there listening? Anybody out there? Robert Mailman.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say, where's that new tape of him? Oh, forget it. Oh, here it is. Right here.
Don.
I just want you to hear the sound of my bitch.
Hi, Rob. This is Robert the Mailman. And I just come to say, I really, really do hate you. You racist bastard. You and your ass. You can go to hell and die. You and your whole family.
Had a little cyber date with Bobby Mailman last night.
That's right.
The teams, Philadelphia Eagles versus Indianapolis Colts.
Uh-huh.
How'd you do?
Big winner, 17-12.
17. Well, that's a pretty close game.
Only because at the end, I was driving and it was 17 to whatever. It was 17 to 3 or whatever it was at that time. And I got a little too aggressive.
Oh, really?
You know, I could have done that thing where you just kneel or you just hand off.
Trying to run it up on him, were you?
Yeah, a little bit. And he caught me out of position with an interception. But still, he's my bitch now.
Mm-hmm.
Put my bitch through as soon as she calls.
Wow.
I'd like to chat with her today.
Oh, man, you are confident.
Because even though we didn't use the headset thing, we didn't speak to each other.
Right.
I did try to instant message him, and that was unallowed. It said he did not want chat.
Wow.
Did not want chat. You okay over there?
I'm fine.
You okay?
Fine. Yeah, I'll just be shifting my position occasionally.
No, I'm not busting your chops.
I understand.
Mike, it's Acupuncture Friday. You get nothing but the best of me. I'm just concerned about your back.
I do hope that lady gets here early enough where I can, like, I want her to show you her stuff so you can take a look at it. And say, you know, if she comes in with, like, hat pins.
Oh, but I'm no expert.
Or knitting needles.
The stuff that my lady uses, they look like push pins.
Oh, really?
They look like the push pins like you buy at Staples.
Don't they have, like, a little metal ends on, I mean, like a metal bar for twisting and stuff like
really
that?
I really don't know. I've never
worked a lot. At least you could pay attention to what they're sticking in your body now to help me out.
I've never looked. Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Mike, I hear that ice.
What's up, Don?
Who's this? Oh, Robert. Oh, it's my bitch. Hey.
How you doing?
Hi, bitch.
You're still my bitch.
No. You're my bitch. It's 17.
What is our record?
I don't know.
Oh, of course you don't.
What is our record? What is it? One and two?
No, 1-1, bitch, want to play twice.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Are you up for a rematch tonight?
Sunday.
Hey, listen, VACATION.
Yeah.
Not unless you're gonna be on a boat on the middle to nowhere where nobody can reach you. Attention, Infinity.
You have to vacation, my friend.
All right.
We'll go away 1-1, and Madden sucks because how can you fumble the ball at every other goddamn kickoff?
I love hearing the excuses. The excuses.
I didn't play Madden, Tripp.
The excuses for my bitch. Right, you don't play
he
Madden.
You gave me $20 from the first game.
You're just lucky to be back on the show, Robert.
Yeah, you're right, Mike.
You're damn lucky to be back on the show.
I appreciate it so much.
You're my bitch. You're my bitch.
You're my bitch.
I killed you on time of possession.
You didn't close the score. Tell everybody.
17-12. What's it matter?
Who got 13?
All right, who got the W? Who got the L? Hey, who missed an extra point? Who's so retarded he missed an extra point? Robert.
You, hey, you missed one. You missed a field goal, bitch.
Yes, otherwise it would have been 20 to whatever you have.
12.
20 to 12. Whatever, I killed you. I had 400 yards passing.
You got lucky. I fumbled the ball and opened the kickoff, so you got in, and I was behind after that.
Yeah, that's right,
but
Dan.
But who owned the fourth quarter? Me.
Well, what was the final score, Robert?
13-17, Don.
Who won?
And who ran away like a little scared bitch after? Wouldn't play another game. What was it, American Idol or something?
Oh, how long was the time commitment?
Well, it's about an hour. It's about an hour to
35
play.
35 minutes. We started 9, quarter of 10, he was gone.
He was gone. I got stuff I got to do. I got stuff I got to do.
That's prime time evening for him.
That's like my every night schedule.
I understand, Don, you have show prep. I understand. You got to talk to Rob about what underwear he's wearing tomorrow.
No, Robert, let's be honest. Every night between 9 and 10, I beat a different black man. And last night was
And then you play Xbox.
Yeah, right. All right, Robert, I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, brother.
Goodbye.
Later.
See ya. Bye-bye.
That was always such a pleasant man.
Always excited to beat him. I really was.
Delightful.
Finally.
One and one.
Goddamn. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. I woke up at 4:30 this morning with that damn song stuck in my head. And
I
so
I'm hoping a girl like you be.
I think you guys need to put that on your website so that I can download it and listen to it when it's stuck in my head, because right. I don't know where else
to get. I think you need to go to hell.
Get out of here. See how crazy you've made him?
We'll put that on our website. That's good. Hello, that'll get people there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, you guys were scammed by Jim Nance yesterday.
Scammed? That would indicate he somehow pulled one over on us. How could that be?
He made a big deal out of being at the Duke game.
Yeah.
Duke plays the first time tonight at 7:25.
No, he didn't say it was at the Duke game. He said it was at the Duke practice.
Sure sounded like a game. He was playing it up like a game to me. It was not bad.
Dude, yes, you're bad.
He said he was here. He said, I'm on the floor where they're going to play the game. He said, but he said it's a practice.
And now being as my bad is not acceptable. You're either going to get in the book or you're going to tell us where your mom lives and who she has sex with.
My mom had sex with Rudy.
Okay, ass, you're going in the book. You think that's so funny? And you know what? Everybody talks about the website. This is your last chance. I swear to Christ, I'll put your number on our website and let animal lovers call you.
That'll be fine.
It's okay for me to put your number on the website.
That'll be fine. Oh. Bye.
How about on the air?
Okay, what beautiful. An ass.
Beautiful.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I will.
Oh, my God.
Another reason to go to the website.
Oh, man.
The 5 there.
No.
Okay. Well, for God's sakes, get the number right, boys.
We got it.
This thing makes me nervous when it's like, yeah. We're about ready to make public of them. Is it a 5 or a 2?
Some hello, old Don woman. Don and Mike.
Some 80-year-old woman in a tenement building. You know?
I don't know why they're being so profane.
We've got the software.
Very good.
We've got it. Hello, Don and Mike show. It's just, come on. Just step up. Do what Mark McGuire didn't do yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
For God's sakes. I went home and I watched that creep on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I still like Mark McGuire. I like him. He's the reason that I kind of like baseball again.
Yeah, the bottom line is Mark McGuire is, if this thing does get exposed, and I don't think it ever will, frankly, but if it does, his records are gone. They're going to chuck him out. They're going to throw him out.
Well, you got to throw everybody's out then. You know, sure. That's what I said yesterday. I really mean that. If these guys, if any athlete wants to get high using anything to make them, it's a free society.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have a team of all dopers.
Now, you really feel that way? Like, have a bunch of, phony big guys because they're taking, it's like, I think I know why you like it.
Why?
Because it's superhero-like. That's why. I want them all figured out why you dig it.
I want them all to look like the Incredibles.
You do.
Because Mark McGuire, right now, back in the day when he was hitting home runs, kind of looked like Mr. Incredible. You know what I mean? Kind of had the big, gigantic arms.
It was, in my opinion, the greatest, CYA fest I've ever seen him on.
Yeah.
Both on the Congress side. You remember when we were... You remember when we were made to listen to the FCC hearings?
And same crap.
It's the same stuff where these congressmen get out there and make their speeches to look as good as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And then the witnesses get up there. Yeah. They make their speeches to look as good as they possibly can, with their legal advice.
But, Mark McGuire.
What's going to get done? Ban them? I think they all are. Steroids ought to be banned from baseball.
Dude, your arms are as big as your legs used to be. You hit 70 goddamn home runs. Just say you took steroids.
Right.
I mean, so...
You know what? Records be damned.
Yeah.
I mean, I think somebody's got to step up. Really, and say, look, The bottom line is, if kids take these, you know, it's been documented, they can cause all sorts of health problems, and also they can, you know, you can commit suicide, all sorts of terrible things.
Right.
Step up. You know, have the balls to step up. You are still a great ball player. You will always be known as a great ball player.
Right.
He's worried about his reputation. He's worried about being a role model. I don't care about being a role
model.
Don't
you think
any parent that says, look at Mark McGuire.
Right.
Be like him. That's a retarded parent. Right. So I say to these guys, listen, if you got to take something to hit the ball farther, go ahead, but do me a favor.
I'll tell you, the Roger Maris family's high-fiving each other, right?
Do me a favor. Put all these guys on one team. Let's get a guy like Steinbrenner to buy a team, and let's just buy a team.
Deroids.
Yeah, deroids, where they're all taken. And, you know, and I think I mentioned yesterday.
How are you? Good. Hey, good game yesterday. Yeah, you get another team
all on crack. You get another team all on speed. And then when they get tired, or when the other team puts in their players that are all on speed, you put in your players that are all on downers. It's fine with me.
See, now I'm interested in sport.
See, they're not hurting anybody but themselves. But that's just my own opinion. I just think that McGuire should just have said, you know, yeah, I took
Wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't you have more respect for him? Hey, man, I did it.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Back in the day, everybody was doing it.
Yeah.
It was, nobody was telling me that this was, you know, there weren't signs like there are for gambling in the clubhouse.
The biggest cop-out, though, was Sammy Sosa, who all of a sudden decided, I do not speak English so good in this country, so I'm going to have my attorney read it for me. Right, Sammy Sosa doesn't speak English so good.
Sorry, Sammy. You know, I was thinking when they were talking about the fact that Mark McGuire didn't make eye contact with Jose Canseco for the entire time. And what's one of the side effects of these roid users? Tremendous rage. Wouldn't it have been great if they just got into a real fist fight right there in front of Congress?
Yeah.
And Jose Canseco looked to me like he'd been like a three-day bender.
He looked high.
Yeah.
He really did look high. He had that glazy look. He was real sweaty, and he still got the mullet haircut, kind of.
Right.
Just has that big dumb guy look about him.
You know, Jose Canseco is a whistleblower, but he's not the kind of whistleblower that you like. He's a rat instead of a whistleblower because he's being so sleazy about it. You know, as opposed to trying to be helpful or
he's out to make a buck.
He's out to make a buck. When he was interviewed on the Today Show,
he'd be a perfect manager, incidentally, for the roids. I would hire him to be my Joe Torre for the roids.
Manager of the roids.
Here they are, your roids. And imagine you could have like Andrea Knight of the stadium.
The only guy that was impressive, of course, was Kurt Schilling. Thank you. Yeah, but he was.
He
was the only guy that made sense. He made sense. He wanted it out of baseball.
Who friggin' cares? Who cares? They're baseball players.
It's very hard to make the argument when you're talking about the issues of the day that this country faces right now.
That's
people
right.
over in Iraq dying.
I agree.
With terrorism, occupying their time with this, it's a little tough to make that argument.
In summarization, it's very simple. The acupuncture has made it clear for me because I have an incredible mind.
That's right.
You do.
Mark McGuire, simply say you took them. No one will care.
Right.
Baseball players, football players, hockey players, basketball players, go ahead and get high. You know why? I want higher scores. I want bigger players. I want better
you
games.
You want superheroes.
If you screw up your lives, hey, that's part of the risk. That comes with the territory.
Yes,
now, on the other hand, you know, you could do almost like a good versus evil thing. You could say, imagine this. On this sideline, we've got the dopers. These guys do roids. These guys do all kind of crack and everything. Over here, we've got the virgins. We got guys. These guys don't drink.
Yep.
These guys don't have sex until they're married.
It'd be like the 1980 Olympic hockey team against the Russians.
That's right.
You'd have the underdog thing going.
And the roids would win every time. It would be another troubling night out.
Well, what about, wouldn't there be that one upset once in a while? Wouldn't there be that one upset where you got them so upset?
Oh.
But they were going, you suck. No, you suck. No.
And then it would just have to be like a forfeit, though. It wouldn't be an actual one. It'd be, welcome to SportsCenter. Da-na-na, da-na-na. Well, you're never going to believe this.
The Roids are winning again.
But late in the seventh, Roid rage erupted. The stadium had to be closed down.
Roid rage.
Stadium has to be rebuilt.
You know what I'm maddest about at Congress? That they're doing it during spring training, too. They had the whole winter to do this, and now they do it during spring
training.
Stealing
your thunder.
This is the time of year where, you know, baseball fans dig it the most.
But nobody is more dynamic than Bud Light. Mm-hmm. Nobody is a better-looking man than Bud Selig. No one...
Mm-hmm. Zelig.
No one screams, yeah, baseball, I love this game, like Bud Selig.
That's true.
What the hell? Lay them out on the table along with the seeds, the sunflower seeds and the Gatorade. Just put them right there.
The roids?
The roids.
You mean the, the syringe?
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? Come on, Fox.
Have a sunflower seed, pull down your pants.
Let's embrace this. Let's get the Fox cameras in the locker room. I want to see the buttocks of the man who's being injected.
We'll have syringe tonight at the park.
We can turn it into a game where you would see a man's buttocks on the screen, and they would say, okay, now, it's time for the Fox poll. Go to this website. Who do you think, whose ass is this? Is this Roger Clemens? Is this Pedro Martinez? We'll find the answer out soon. Don't forget, text your voice, too. What, Rob? What?
They could even
I'm talking, and you're standing here like you want to say something. What?
You say you can put a camera on the syringe. That's what Fox would do. You could actually go at the
syringe cam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll have a seat.
It's the last day before vacation.
That's right.
Always kind of goofy in here.
Yeah. Anything can happen.
Look at him all defeated now sitting down. Yeah. Come on. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I'm just going to sit in the corner, Don.
I'm just feeling so good.
That's all. I'm happy, happy for you.
So much to say.
I know.
So many opinions. It's hard having an incredible mind.
Incredible mind.
Incredible mind.
Yeah, I know. Meanwhile, I'm at the cakewalk for me over here with my simple mind. Phone call!
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Mike O'Mara. Have a happy vacation.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Don.
What?
I actually had an acupuncture dream last night. And it's probably just because you're talking about it. But honest to God, this thing, it seemed like it lasted like 30 minutes. And I actually had the needles put in my feet. And it feels so good.
Yes, and?
That's it.
This is a very weird call.
And you dreamed about acupuncture and it felt good.
Yeah, I was actually on the table.
Why are you telling me?
There was a girl there. It was the best dream I had all week. It was fantastic.
Okay,
I want to thank you for that because, you know, you plant a seed.
Start talking about planting your seed,
he
man.
He was all over the place.
Yeah. I want to talk about you planting your seed. Please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, the whole Congress thing.
Hold on, let me just stop you right here. I just want to say, I have an incredible mind. We have an incredible caller on the line.
We do.
I can tell already. He started great.
Mm-hmm. All right, ready? Your point is?
Well, back in 99, Congress voted against drug testing for congressmen.
Yes, Mr. Russert. And?
I mean, how hypocritical is that? Yeah, they're interrogating these baseball players.
Has no one thought that?
Do you know how many people right now are not listening to what you're saying? And I'm not just talking about the guys in the room. I'm talking about the listeners.
I'm listening to every word he's saying.
You are not. I'm looking at you. You are not. Hello, Don and Mike. Sure, you can't hide from me.
Oh, God.
What do they do for 2 weeks when I can't see you?
I know.
God,
think
that was,
of me, my sweet.
That was so gay.
Yeah, it was. I loved it. Yeah. I loved every minute of it.
Hello.
You're married now.
Don and Mike.
Billy Big Boy.
Yeah. Okay. Hi there.
Thanks for bringing that up.
You're on the air.
Yes, I was calling. I've never heard anybody mention anything about Lyle Alzado, and that's been back how many years ago that he died?
Tell you what about Lyle Alzado. He was maybe the greatest guest we ever had in the history of our show, and he was on roids that day.
Yeah, he was fantastic, but he had a little B.O.
Yeah, they never talked anything about him.
Well, I mean, he died, I think, it was due to complications from steroids.
Yeah.
Matuzak also, I think.
Right. Well, see, this is the beauty of it, that in the NFL, it's like all the other sports. NFL guys take steroids. Mm-hmm. How do you think they get so big and gigantic? How do you think these linemen now are 6'9 and 370 pounds? Here's the thing. We all like the NFL. Thank you for calling. I have an incredible mind. Until it becomes a problem, you know, we just won't address it in football.
Fair enough.
There's no reason for it. Do we have a Lyle Alzado tape?
Yeah, we do, I think, don't we?
What a great guy. Yeah, he was more fun. He was the guest, I think, more than any other guest that came into the studio, just ready to have a blast.
Oh, I remember, and this is way back in the day, he came in and we asked him a question we didn't expect an answer to.
Right.
Have you ever played with a gay guy?
Yeah.
And he had a name of a player immediately and said at the time, which was our program director, Gumman, called him a fudge packer. Do you remember the player?
I do.
Was it Mark Wilson?
K.A. Quarterback. Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, Ken Anderson.
Yeah. But I think he wasn't saying he was gay. He hated Kenny Anderson.
Oh, okay.
So he was just calling Kenny Anderson gay because he didn't like him.
I love Al Zito, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Just kidding.
He was funny. Yeah. But I think he went on about Kenny Anderson for just the longest period of time.
He was a great guest. Yeah. And you know what? He was a great guest because of steroids. Kids, get that message right now. If you want to be funny,
you're great.
If you want to be funny,
strong,
take steroids.
Strong and funny.
The message for today.
I took steroids before the show today. I'm feeling great.
I didn't take mine. That's why my back's bothering me.
I got my incredible mind going. Hello. Hello, Don, Mike show. Oh, God, shut up.
Incredible.
Don and Mike.
Don, how you doing?
What?
Good. Hey, it didn't help.
I didn't ask how you're doing. Yeah, good. Don't just throw good in there. Good.
You didn't answer.
Good is here.
Boy, those needles did work for you.
I'm telling you.
All it is, the needles and a compliment.
That's all I'm telling
you. Take you a long way.
That's right. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How's it going? Hey, I have good news for you, Mike.
What?
I'm getting such a good tax refund this year. As soon as I get the check in the mail and get it in the bank, I'm going to go to the Don and Mike store and order me a jacket.
You know what? That is I can't even begin to tell you.
It's a promise.
First of all, what a wonderful idea.
Are you getting feeling back in your foot yet?
I'm getting feeling back in my foot. No, it's actually moved over to the other toe. So I think that's great. I'm so happy.
Your back is really bothering you, isn't it?
I'm very happy for this caller.
Your back is bothering you.
No.
Do you want to move?
No, I'm fine. Moving is the part that's not fun.
You want ice?
No, I got to do that once an hour.
Okay.
For 20 minutes.
I see Buzz looking at his bag. Buzz?
I already took my stuff. I already took my stuff. Yeah, it's not.
Buzz has got his goodie bag.
I have more. I'm just waiting for the needles.
Buzz is like Elvis. He's got his kit.
Yeah.
Buzz had his velvet bag.
Many of the same items, Elvis.
his Elvis bag.
Including pictures of Scylla.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Last call, we got a break here. Yeah.
Say?
What?
I was wondering about the Axman show, when that's going to be.
It's going to be in April, dude.
Oh.
If Mike would take these pills, it could be today.
I bet it would.
Yeah. Take them with absinthe.
Yeah. Your back wouldn't be bothering anymore.
It would be wonderful. It would be simply wonderful. Yes.
But then you would be mixing alcohol with prescription drugs.
Oh, can I tell you the name of my favorite customer that I met last night at the restaurant?
At your bar, yeah.
I was introduced to her late in the evening when I was at the stage that you had described, but I was feeling more festive than you predicted.
But you were enjoying St. Patrick's.
To the best of my knowledge, this is a real name. The boyfriend was very proud that his girlfriend had the name. Mm-hmm. She was from Vietnam, and her name was Mai Ho.
Hey!
She spelled the name out. I think it was like M-A-I, and then the last name was H-O.
That's cute.
My Ho. Oh. And so I made a point of bringing several friends of mine over because of the condition I was in and saying, hey, come here. Come here. You got to meet this girl. Hey, would you like to? This is My Ho. And I just much joy at the end of the evening.
Was that a big winner of the crowd last night?
It wasn't public. It was, it wasn't I got up on stage and introduced her.
Oh, so you just called people over individually?
I wouldn't call them over. I'd go get them and bring them to her.
Sure.
Yeah. Late in the night, I'm like, come here. Come here. You got to see this. This is the truth. He said it's a real name. This is My Ho.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Radio. This is Fred from Sacramento.
Hi, Fred.
To celebrate the two-week vacation, I'm going to give you a link to all the hot Asian women refreshed daily. And I have a special gift for both.
Put him on hold.
Oh, I think we're all going to be excited.
Idiot. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
A link to an Asian porno site. Man, caller of the week.
Those are hard to find.
Hallelujah. Got a break. We'll be right back. Oh, we'll hear what Joe Ardinger did last night.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day out on the street.
All right.
Hold on. We got Joe Mo. We got the music. We got all the...
You're not as smart as your brother, Joe.
All right, Joe Ardinger, you're coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Official website of our show. Go there and see Julia Spiewak's picks.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. For the NCAA, I believe that her pick to win it all is already lost, right?
Oh, my.
I don't know.
Is that Southern Louisiana or Eastern Kentucky?
Eastern Kentucky. Something like that. Or maybe it didn't. I don't. Well,
Western
who knows?
Western Maryland.
Go there. See if you can figure out the chart. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
It's at our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. Joe went out last night.
Hold on. What does it say?
What, Mike? Oh, excuse me for a second. I'm concerned about my buddy Mike, so I'll take this call.
Mm.
Marnie, what Mike needs. Hello, Marnie.
Mm. Hi. I just wanted to let Mike know that I had back problems for years. Did acupuncture, did surgery, did everything. Nothing worked until I got the machine that you hang upside down in. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds crazy, but if you try it, they're not expensive. They're like $130. Oh, you do?
I have an inversion chair, yeah. And I believe it or not, I tried the inversion chair and actually threw my back out doing it. I hate to say that, but I did. But I might try it again right now. You know, desperation. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Marnie, isn't there some other way that you could make Mike feel better?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But, Don, I have a question.
See, I'm playing up to that now.
Well, Don,
for you, Mike.
Don, you should understand, you know, I am in a kind of a, you know, committed relationship, so it's right.
The other day.
Were you insinuating young Marnie could, you know, take my pain away in some sexual way?
Yes, I was.
The inversion table threw his back out.
Only because I was hanging up on the chick last week. When you wanted to talk dirty with her.
See, that was one that was directed at both of us, and we used to have fun with that when we both kind of, you know, and then you bailed out of that one, you know.
Hey,
Marty, can you do me a favor?
I was trying to make it up to you.
I have a question for Don, though.
Yeah, go ahead, Marty. Yes.
Don,
what
is the difference between the compliment the acupuncturist gave you about having a wonderful mind?
Excuse me, an incredible mind.
An incredible mind.
I am.
As opposed to someone telling you that... They really do like your voice, that your voice really...
Okay. All right, goodbye, retard.
No.
Listen, I can... Here's
now,
the thing.
Wait, there's something terribly wrong there.
No, no.
There's something bothering you about... Wait, I think we've identified it. It's when they compliment your voice. You really say... You don't buy it?
Yeah, right.
You don't think that it's in the realm of possibility...
No.
That somebody... Your voice is higher than most radio guys.
Thanks for pointing out...
It's raspy.
Thank you again for pointing out...
This is why you haven't gotten ahead in the business. But do you totally...
Thank you, Mike.
Discount the fact that could actually... That somebody might dig that?
No. Yeah, I mean, yes, no. No, it's impossible.
No, it is not impossible.
No,
look at where you are. It must be fine.
You know what it is?
What?
It's all I am, and it's not the voice. Trust me. I've said for a long time, if I had a voice like yours, I wouldn't be doing a show like this.
I don't know what I'd be doing,
but I'm telling you, it's the voice that's held me down.
Do you know what? I so totally disagree with that. I listened to you before I worked with you, and when I was listening to you...
I had the same goddamn voice. I mean, it's got a little worse, but
when you were on PGC, I listened to you, and the reason was not just because of what was coming out of your mouth, it was the way it sounded as well.
Thank you.
Some women, I think, hear the incredible
I'm trying to give you a compliment
before we go away, my sweet.
Thank you.
That's what I'm trying to do here.
Thank you.
A very, very gay Don and Mike show.
I'm an ugly duckling, and I know it.
No.
Let's leave it at that.
It's the same thing with a comedian, though. If you get a pretty comedian coming out on stage, that's two strikes against him right away.
That's right.
That's why you don't see a lot of pretty comedians. You know?
So I'm ugly, too? I know I am. Is that what you're saying? I know what you're saying. That there's not a pretty comedian. So why couldn't I be successful with a bad voice?
I'm over here in excruciating pain.
I know you are.
Trying to make you feel better.
I had my acupuncture.
I'm not talking.
I feel great.
You can always feel better. You can always feel better than
you are. Be harder to feel better than I do right now.
About the pretty comedian thing, then, how do you explain Rita Rudner?
I think you're talking about men.
You know what, though? Female comedians can be hot.
And hold on a second.
Yeah.
Like Margaret Cho.
And what about George Wallace? Oh, he's a good-looking man.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. He's got the best 10 o'clock show on the strip.
No, but I mean, there are exceptions. There are incredible comedians who are good-looking, like Dom Herrera.
Let's get Joe's stuff on the air.
Very good.
Joe, where is Joe?
I don't think Joe's got a friend in the world.
Right. But he's got a great voice. We sent him out last night to some bar. He already gave them a plug, so I need to mention it again. And talk to, I don't know how many people. We'll see how many we can get through with these. A million, Rob
talk
says.
To a million
talk
people.
To 1 million people. For St. Patrick's Day. Where's all the Jomos? Oh, here's the intro. So many friggin' tapes. Hello? There you
it's go. Time for another edition of Joe Moe's, Joe Artinger, Man on the Street.
Here we go.
Joe Artinger? Yeah.
Oh, Donna Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, see, he knows more than me. You should ask him.
I want to meet you. You're the world's oldest monster.
That first cut, I believe, was just Joe pointing out that, because I'm not...
So he didn't have the microphone, like... up to anybody's face, right?
I don't know. On the sheet, it just says, cut number one, are you Joe Artinger?
Mm-hmm.
Here's cut number two called Girl by Joe.
Hello.
There we go.
I'm Joseph O. Artinger with CBS Radio. Can I ask you some questions taped for broadcast?
Sure. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi. Are you Irish?
Actually, I am, 50%.
I guess everybody is Irish today.
About that.
Why do we celebrate St. Patrick and what is his significance?
Well, St. Patty was great.
Point of order. I would like to state, I'll submit that Mr. Artinger may have had an adult beverage or two prior to doing this.
I got the same vibe.
The energy level is different.
And he's got that slight slurring thing happening.
Let me ask you a few questions.
I agree.
Well, he's entitled. Do you know Buzz?
No, I don't know for sure, but I think so as well, and I think it's going to help. Oh, and I was going to say the same thing, Buzz. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think it'll make him better.
Yeah.
Here he comes. He's coming in now.
Oh, here he is.
Okay.
Hey. Here he is, everybody. Here's
all right, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
You look high today.
Here he is. Joe. Jordan.
Are we going to use the same thing we use for Jack?
Yeah. So, Joe, were you drinking last night?
Nope.
You were not?
Huh. No, because I was had been planning on going to several bars, and there was about 80 million cops on the road last night.
Sure.
So I did not have a drop.
There you go.
Joe, you're under arrest.
Smart.
That's what I was going to avoid.
Right.
There you go. Well, we all thought you were high.
Thanks, Jack.
Miranda.
It's attached to my special super thermal V nuclear long underwear.
Miranda.
You're not as smart as your brother, Joe.
Too many tapes.
Yeah.
Not enough players.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Okay, back to Joe and the first girl.
Joe.
St. Moe's. St. Patrick's Day.
Monarch in the Irish history. And O'Brien. Great O'Brien. Arrive.
Why are Lucky Charms magically delicious?
I don't know. It's the marshmallows. It's the marshmallows. No, it's the marshmallows.
Is it me? Is it just me, or does Bono look like he needs a shower?
He always looks like he needs a shower, honey.
Have you ever seen Regis Philbin make the beast with two backs?
No.
Irish tricks, pretty redheaded and drunk. They're great. What say you?
Anyone drunk is yay.
Why does I...
Party girl.
Anybody drunk is yay.
Yeah.
You know, this may be what we've been looking for all along.
Absolutely.
In this segment.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk people.
Yeah, that might be the new theme.
Irish food tastes like human waste.
That was due to the famine.
How would you like to hear a sample of my patented Irish accent?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How would you like to hear a sample of my patented Irish accent?
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
If I dropped a dollar bill on this puddle of this dirty ballroom floor, would you pick it up?
Conservatism
or
probably not.
Does green beer make your bathroom experience better or worse?
It depends on how if you like f***ing green.
Do you like the greasy?
The greasy? What's that?
Please recite for me your favorite tongue twister.
Oh, That would have to be how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Okay, pretty good. Tell me your three favorite Irish people.
Three favorite Irish people.
Quick.
The three favorite Irish people? The Pope, and the Pope.
Everybody's out.
Should I charge for my killer hit song on my internet website or give it away?
Ooh, I don't think you should charge. I think you should give it away.
Guess what I'm wearing that's green?
Your boxers.
Pleased to be singing for me when Irish eyes are smiling.
When Irish eyes are smiling.
She's great.
Oh, I know.
Why, tell me why, Beth Ann McBride hasn't made love with a man in over 11 years?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask him that.
Recite the alphabet backwards, starting with Z.
I can't. I failed that.
Recite the alphabet backwards, starting with C.
C-B-A.
Very good.
Can I smell your breath?
What a great laugh.
Smelling your breath.
Strawberries and cream, honey.
All the Irish mourn the death of actor James Garner. How did you feel when you found out?
Oh, that's sad. Who's next to?
When will you be heading back to Dublin?
Actually, I won't, but I will be going back to Ireland soon.
Would you like to give me a kiss for luck?
Of course I would.
I thought so.
Aaron Gobra. Thank you. That rocks.
Pretty good. It's a great holiday, isn't it?
That's awesome.
Pretty good first one for Joe.
I don't think Joe's got a friend in the world.
He just made a friend. Let's check out now the second guy. Or second person. I see it's a guy, though. Mm-hmm. Again, Joe Ardinger. You are listening to Joe Mo.
That's great.
Hello. I'm Joseph Ardinger with CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions, tape for broadcast?
I think so, yeah.
Are you Irish?
Half.
Well, I guess everybody is Irish today. Why do we celebrate St. Patrick, and what is his significance?
No, can you drink me the same rule?
Do I? I don't know. Good answer.
Why do you clap?
Why do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Why not?
Chaos.
Yeah, to celebrate the potato farmers.
Why are Lucky Charms magically delicious?
Because they're the bomb.
Is it just me, or does Bono look like he needs a shower?
Who?
Bono.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Regis Philbin make the beast with two backs?
No.
Why does Irish food taste like human waste?
Because it's junk.
Irish chicks, pasty, red-haired, and drunk. They're great. What say you?
They're great when they're drunk.
How would you like to hear a sample of my patented Irish accent?
Sure.
If I dropped a dollar bill in a puddle of this dirty barroom floor, would you pick it up?
No.
Does green beer make your bathroom experience better or worse?
I thought it would be green, but it's not.
Yo.
Do you like the greasy?
No.
Do you like the greasy?
Please recite for me your favorite tongue twister.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if woodchuck could just
wow. Chuck wood. Again.
Oh, I think she was close by.
Did you hear her?
Yeah.
That's mine, too. Mm-hmm.
Tell me your three favorite Irish people, quick.
In the background.
Irish people.
He's a rocket scientist here.
Bono, Mike Boak, and who? St. Patrick.
I think it's that same chick who's yelling out the answer.
Mike who?
I don't know. Mike Boog, I think.
Who's Mike Boog?
Exactly.
Should I charge for my killer hit song on the internet or give it away?
Give it away.
Guess what I'm wearing that's green?
I don't know.
Pleased to be singing for me when Irish eyes are smiling.
Wait, do what?
When Irish eyes are smiling.
What am I? Am I singing it?
Duh. Oh, God, this guy's a moron.
I don't know the song.
Come
sing it.
Wait,
I don't know the song.
Smiling.
That is.
Why? The girl. She's in the background having a blast.
La, 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 la.
Tell me why Bethann McBride hasn't made love with a man in 11 years. Because she's got problems. Recite the alphabet backwards, starting with Z.
Go.
Do it, because I can't do that sober. How about reciting the alphabet backwards, starting with C?
CBA.
Yeah.
That I can do.
May I smell
you? Again, yeah. Yeah. You just hit the go-ahead score. Yeah. Okay, now, may I smell your breath?
Yes.
Your breath.
If you want to.
All the Irish mourn the death of actor James Garner. How did you feel when you found out?
I was a little sad.
When will you be heading back to Dublin?
Probably never.
Would you like to give me a kiss for good luck?
Definitely not.
Aaron Gobra.
Aaron Gobrawless.
God, meanwhile you can still hear that girl in the background.
I know. She made the segment with that dullard
cackling away. Alright, we can start one more here.
Very good.
God, he's got nine of these?
I'm enjoying them.
We don't have time for nine of them, but let's get to one more for a break. Here's another girl. A girl.
Hello. I am Joe Ardinger from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions, tape for broadcast?
Sure.
Are you Irish?
Yes.
But I guess everybody's Irish today.
They all think they are.
Why do we celebrate St. Patrick and what is his significance?
Nobody knows, but it's an excuse to go out drinking.
Why are Lucky Charms magically delicious?
Because they're very, very sugary.
Is it me or does Bono look like he needs a shower?
Sometimes the hair can be a little greasy.
Have you ever seen Regis Philbin make the beast with two backs?
No.
Irish chicks. Pasty, red-haired, and drunk. They're great. What say you?
I say they're really good for easy guys like Kenny.
Why does Irish food taste like human waste?
Because they don't have much to deal with over there.
This is, you know, all right, we are in a bar where obviously the IQ of the women much higher than the IQ of the men. Yep. I mean, that is...
A, yeah, but it's, you know, you're talking about how many points.
Compared to that last guy.
25 points, maybe.
What? How would you like to hear a sample of my patented Irish accent?
Absolutely be great.
If I dropped a dollar in a puddle on this dirty ballroom floor, would you pick it up?
Yes, but I wouldn't give it back.
Does green beer make your bathroom experience better or worse?
I don't know. I don't drink the green beer, so I know which one is mine.
Do you like the greasy?
No.
Please recite for me your favorite tongue twister.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Hey, all right. Tell me your three favorite Irish people, quick.
Dave Kerr, Bono, and Sinead O'Connor.
Wow.
Should I charge for my killer hit song on the internet or give it away?
You should give it away. I don't feel like paying for it.
Guess what I'm wearing that's green?
Your boxers.
Hey. Please be singing for me when Irish eyes are smiling.
Yeah, I really don't want to do that right now. I've been drinking too much to make it sound good.
Why, tell me why, Bethann McBride hasn't made love with a man in over 11 years?
Because there aren't any good men in the world.
Recite the alphabet backwards, that. Starting with Z.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Recite the alphabet.
Another incredible mind.
Whoa!
Winner! I would never have guessed that.
That's the whole reason I said the IQ thing was the speed at which they answer, even dumb questions, the speed at which they process the answer.
She says she's too drunk to sing, but then she can do the alphabet backwards.
That is astonishing,
pretty
Joe.
Pretty impressive.
That's incredible, Joe.
I wonder if
all right,
made
Joe.
I wonder if it made an impression on Joe.
No, I'm sure it didn't.
With a man in over 11 years.
Because there aren't any good men in the world.
Recite the alphabet backwards, starting with Z.
Here it is.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Recite the alphabet backwards, starting with C.
CBA.
Right. May I smell your breath?
If you'd really like to, but it smells like beer.
Yes, it does. All the Irish mourn the death of actor James Garner. How did you feel when you found out?
It was really just kind of like another news blip to me.
When will you be heading back to Dublin?
Whoa.
I've never been there, but I'd like to go there sometime soon.
Would you like to give me a kiss for luck?
Sure.
Aaron Gobra.
Exactly.
Yeah. Joe, you're under arrest.
I great. Like these.
Wow, that's a pretty good segment. Who knew that she would be able to get the alphabet backwards?
And then think that James Garner had passed.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Okay.
That's the good and the bad.
Smart people bluff.
I think we can go with another break. I think we can go with this another break.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, please, unlike previous Joe demos, this one is good.
I like Joe talking to the chicks.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me see. We've got guy, girl, but it has a vulgar word for girl.
Beginning with a B?
That happens.
Beginning with a C.
Oh, wow. Worse than a B.
And Joe writes, she's clueless.
Oh, that must be what the C is for.
Double C, as in carbon copy.
I understand.
Then we have girl, guy, and very drunk guy. That's what Joe has on the list. It's good enough to come back, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
You like the greasy?
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about
Vegas. Hello.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right. I've got a unique dilemma. This is Larry King. I love Don and hate Mike. What do I do with my radio?
He's funny. Bass hat, Larry King.
Millions of high blood pressure sufferers in China are using B-Strong, and it's now available in the United States.
Your favorite French male transvestite prostitute, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I got something about him. Yeah, we're in the middle of the joke. About his money. You know how much money he makes? He just signed a new deal with CNN.
$7 million a year.
How much?
$9 million.
$9 million?
$9 million a year.
That's like ball player money.
Filet King, is he vigorous?
That's incredible. Well, we can talk about him all we want because we're jealous.
$9 million. Do you like the greasy? Do you like the greasy? Watch out for the greasy.
That's right.
Oh, look what you got. Oh, hey, hold on a second.
What's here?
Hold on.
Hey, look what you have. Now. Isn't that cool?
You know what this is? This is the future of tomorrow today.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just move this monitor.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Give me a second.
Now, what Don's talking about is he's got his platform for his piece of equipment that he's built. Hey, that looks like it's going to fit.
Oh, my God, it's a perfect fit.
Oh, my God, it is perfect.
It's got to go a little more to the right because it's going to get in the way of your faders.
Oh, to the right. Oh, to my right.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Yeah, well, I don't care about that.
Well, you're going to need it when you do traffic.
Okay.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Is that going to work? Now it's good.
It's not absolutely perfect. The problem is not with the stand. The problem is with the stupid monitor.
What if that rests on it?
We still have a monitor screen.
It actually will stabilize your screen. No?
Yeah.
Not working?
Close. See, I got to touch the screen, though, to take phone calls, Mike.
That's what I'm wondering. Right. And every time you can't touch it. So in order to rest it on there, you have to push it too far away from yourself.
I don't know how to explain this. Thank you to... Hold on. Beth Ann brought in a card. Thank you to Joe Meyer. If you're out there, Joe, thank you for making me the stand for the little instant replay, something that the engineers have not been able to do for over 2 months.
And he put it on plastic. I mean, it was, in a way, corian.
I tell you what, it is... Oh, my. You with the corian again.
Well, it looks like almost like a cutting board.
It's all the rage. Yes, it does. Cutting board with little legs.
That's all we need.
Now, what's the deal? How come you're not using it?
Because because of the problem with the monitor.
Yeah.
I can't explain
that monitor, incidentally, for anybody, the monitor we have in here is a beast.
It's a flat-screen monitor on an arm, on like a mechanical arm, but it doesn't stay in place. The arm's very weak, and every time Don hits the touchscreen with his finger, which is what you're supposed to do, the screen moves.
That's how he answers telephone calls, right. I have to hit the screen. So over vacation, all the engineers have to do, because they could not come up with what it takes to make...
Mm-hmm.
This little table.
Lovely legs on it, too.
Yeah. It looks like...
The legs are very fancy.
Well,
yes.
It looks like, you know, you go to Home Depot to where they got 8,000 mm-hmm. legs and...
But you know what? The guy that did it, the dimensions are perfect.
Are perfect.
Man.
Yes, it is exactly what... I, oh, look, I'm hugging
you're,
it like
he's
Sally
hugging
Field.
It, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
You like me. You really like me. I'd like to thank the Academy for this award.
What are you going to need with the monitor?
The monitor simply has to be... lifted, raised
about, and tightened.
About 6 inches.
Uh-huh.
That's all I need, is
yeah.
to have the monitor raised 6 inches.
Locked into place so it doesn't droop.
But once again, Don and Mike listeners, come through, and we're going to have to get a picture of this baby and put this on the website.
Absolutely.
That's a good piece of craftsmanship, and thank
sure
you.
Sure is.
That's
nice. Good job, that's Joe. Good. A guy named Joe did that.
That's pretty good. Thank you.
A lot of Joe's contributing to the show today.
Yeah. Made the engineers around here look pretty silly. Wait till they see that. Wait till they wipe the crumbs off their shirts and they see that.
Gonna have to have another meeting.
Boy, oh boy. But I can't yell at the engineers because they're very busy right now.
Yes.
Figuring out all of the new Xerox machines that we got around here.
And that is the truth.
All the new copiers.
Now that's up on the second floor, the new copying machines, right?
I believe so.
And most of the people who work here work on this floor.
Yeah, so that means everybody gets some cardio.
Yeah, that's right.
Use
the steps.
You walk up a flight of stairs.
Just check it. Use the steps and stay away from the greasy.
The way it's... Do you like the greasy?
Stay away from the greasy.
Stay away from the greasy. The way it was explained to me, right now at this station, mm-hmm. with these new high-tech copiers that they're putting in.
They're huge.
And apparently this is like the buy of the century. These things look like IBM computers.
It's massive.
And for whatever reason, we have 8,000 of them now, and that's all the people at the station are consumed with is getting these things hooked up.
Yeah.
What do we need copiers for?
We're going into the publishing business.
I understand that there is only one person who currently works here, and I won't mention names, but only one person who truly understands how to work the new machine.
Well, you know why that is.
Why?
You didn't hear?
What? What?
All right.
Okay, what? Come
on. Listen
up.
Listen. Counterfeiting.
Oh.
I said it. Smart idea, right? I don't believe in keeping that a secret.
It's already been pointed out to me.
Yeah, have you gotten any of the 20s?
That people around here are already hip to what's going on. They see people trying to hook these things up.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows how to work them.
Right.
One person knows how.
Right.
They know what's going to happen. The one person that knows how to work these machines
mm-hmm.
will get fed up working here like everybody in that position does
mm-hmm.
and will quit. And in approximately 2 to 3 months, we'll have 14 brand new copy machines
that nobody can use.
And no one will know how to work them.
That's exciting.
So nobody will be able to, take the flights to the other cities to pass the $20 bills.
And thank God the copy machines are here. Thank God they are, because that's why they couldn't make the little stand for my replay. But thank you to the our listeners.
And they popped for color. They got the color copiers.
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah.
Now,
but yeah, of course.
Are you going to bring up the thing about
duplicate that green?
Well, there was a rule. There was a very strict rule at one time. No color copies.
They're
absolutely necessary. And,
you know, there is an ink rule.
Yeah, because the ink is so expensive
that I've heard about.
It's crazy expensive.
But still,
hello?
What's the ink rule with all the new copiers?
Well, it seems fair that they will provide ink for the new copiers,
mm-hmm.
but if you have your own printer in your office,
right.
they would no longer supply that.
It's a great place.
You think it makes sense? It's firm but fair.
Well, I mean...
Bethann, come on, take off your kiss-ass corporate hat for just a second.
Come on, play
take off your Sunday bonnet.
Well, I can see their side as well.
No, don't, though. Just for a minute. Just ignore their side of it.
Why must you always play devil's advocate?
Because, I don't know, I just do.
Bethann, listen, darling, it's us against them. How many times must I tell you this?
Well, I'm trying to bridge the gap.
Oh, no.
They have to understand that.
That's the bridge over the river.
Whenever we're talking about the management or powers that be that run this radio station, no matter what, we don't let the truth get in the way of making them look as bad as possible.
But, Mike, this is one time that we don't have to.
Right, Don. We've never had anything but the truth on our side.
Sure. But I was told that before... The protocol was you couldn't have your own printer in your office anyway, then people started doing it.
And why couldn't you have your own printer?
Because that was a rule by somebody.
I just smile because you use that word protocol.
Mm-hmm.
I like to hear that word around here.
The 24 word.
Yeah.
Protocol. Right.
Previously on No Sex in 11 Years.
I wish we had Edgar on the second floor.
I don't understand it, copy it. Well, now, here's the last question I have for you about this whole thing with the new printers and the new copiers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to slow down your crazy fonts that you send me?
No damn way.
You know, the thing with Beth Ann, she's fantastic.
Don't you know I'm a squirrel? I've been hoarding for our show since I got here.
She's fantastic.
Beth has 3 years of stuff for his sake.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Oh, yeah.
She is fantastic, but I very rarely raise my hand to her. Ball at my fist. Yeah,
only when necessary.
I never use corporal punishment unless it's absolutely warranted.
Again, at the Board of Education. I said, I very rarely raise my voice to Beth Ann, but I did about the prize sheets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because she goes crazy with the fonts and the colors and the little...
Which
and
is
she's got,
fine, but each word was in a different font than the word on either side of it.
And still, even now, if I was to be absolutely honest with you, Beth Ann,
it's too much, isn't it?
Can I see the copy? Is that the copy?
No. It's not me talking. It's the acupuncture. It's just the truth coming out.
This is better.
Yes, this is better. Mm-hmm. But darling, what did I ask you for between each item on the prize sheet?
I forgot.
That's right, a single black line between each item so it doesn't look like one gigantic run-on sentence.
Right.
This is what's going to break my spirit.
Why is Tower.com red?
What do you mean?
Why is there, all this black copy and then all of a sudden just a couple of words, maybe four words total, are red?
To let it, stand out.
Why?
No.
It'll sound red on the radio.
And, Mike, on the commercial that she wrote for the iPod Shuffle... The word 120, that's in blue. Then the word never, the first time is in orange, and the second time, never ever, that's in red.
I'm probably the reason that people aren't allowed printers in their office.
Isn't it more work to do that?
But I enjoy the work.
You got to fill those hours up sometimes, though, don't you?
Yes, she does.
I was just trying to make it so it's easier for you to read when I got here.
I'd venture to say...
wooden sheets all over the place in the same font. I said, how do they read this?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, it's kind of dark in there.
Right.
Cold in there. I was just trying to make it better.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're coming in now, what, 4 a.m., 5 a.m.?
No. I come in at 7:30, 8 o'clock.
7:30. So you don't do that red font. Maybe you come in 9 o'clock.
There's no way.
He doesn't want font. He just wants it. What?
Yeah. I don't want font. I just want easy to read. That's all. That's
is
my
it
only.
Easier to read now?
That's my only complaint.
Other than
you,
the black line.
I've always been a big believer also in all caps.
Give me a black
me
line.
Too. All capitals for broadcast. I've taken a lot of heat for that, but
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, give me cue cards.
Mm-hmm.
That's
how
what
are
I'd
you
like
on
please.
The all, as far as your copy, on the all capital rule?
I like all caps.
I do too.
Me too.
I like all caps.
Yeah.
I know on the computer that's yelling at somebody,
yeah.
But I like all caps.
But I mean, when you're going to read a commercial or any kind of copy, isn't that standard?
That's how it's done. It's always been done that
yeah,
way.
That's the way I was trained to do it.
Right.
Beth Ann, good luck. And how do you like the new... all of these new copy machines that have turned the station upside down. How do you like them?
I don't know how to use them.
Why?
Because, I don't know. I tried to use one of them the other day, and nothing was coming out, so I left, and 20 minutes later, Andrew came to me with the copy of the thing I was trying to copy 20 minutes later. So the word is...
Yeah, what's the word?
Push the button. Kind of is slow.
It's slow. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like the greasy?
I do not like the greasy.
You do not like the greasy.
Why?
Why?
Is that good for you?
Why? Okay.
But I like the fonts.
Okay. I know you do, Beth Ann.
Okay.
You're a crazy cat, you know.
Thanks.
Why
someone just marched into the studio.
Why is Joe coming in here? Hi, Joe.
I copied on it yesterday. I copied my questions on it, and I reduced
how'd it go?
Questions.
Were you able to figure it out?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is even a simpleton can figure it out.
No, he's got an incredible copying mind.
Incredible copying mind.
Yes.
I've got the font mind.
Joe knows his way around a copier.
He does.
He knows his way around a computer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have you been to his website, Mike?
No, I haven't.
It's fantastic.
JoeArthur.com.
Oh, shut up, Beth. All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. That's the whole, I swear to God, that's the focus at this radio station the last 3 days.
The copier. Yeah.
It is high alert. Everybody is walking around doing the Chinese fire drill because we got some brand new Xerox machines.
Well, when you're selling against the print medium, make your print materials the highest priority.
Anybody broken it in yet? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We need some posters. We need some wallpaper for the studio.
Which of the calendar girls shall we ask?
Well, you know, the thing is, if they do it the right way, we won't be able to tell which one.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I just want to look at some black and white eyes.
Can you imagine the women that work here actually put their big ass on the Xerox machine?
I was thinking the other side.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then we'd be
stop
able to...
Sign. Oh, two-sided
able,
copy.
Then we'd be able to find them immediately. We know all of that. We know those by heart because of our people. Because of our Porky's people.
Yeah, we've had here since we got to the station. It's the first thing we do. Well, you know, and now it's statute of limitations has run out. We do that whenever we get to a new radio station. First thing we do, cut the peephole.
We got a peephole that goes right into the girls' locker room.
Yep. These are pen knives. Yeah. All we do is fill it with toilet paper.
All the girls in there showering every day.
Yeah, as they get ready right after gym class. Phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, babies.
Hi, babies.
Hi, baby.
Hey, are those what are called multifunction printers, those new copier things you got?
I have no idea.
I don't know. It's huge. It's the size of your garage.
I mean, I'm kidding. These things are like, if you've seen the movie 2001, these computers are as big. I keep calling them computers because they look like, yeah. Like how? They're big, friggin' gigantic, and they're copy machines.
Yeah, and they cost like $16,000 a piece.
You're kidding me. I can't get them to make me a goddamn plexiglass stand to hold a piece of equipment, but we're spending $16,000?
Oh, I guarantee we're not spending that kind of money.
How cheap could you get them, let's say, on the black market? Which is how we get a lot of our equipment and stuff.
We got an elevator.
What if they're hot? What if they're stolen? What if we bought them hot? How much could you get them for?
Oh, maybe 12, I guess.
12?
12,000. How many 12, do we 000? Have? How many total do we have? Like four?
You mean your knockoff if you buy something stolen, a big ticket item?
Not
like
that much.
It's only $4,000?
I don't know.
I would think.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Oh,
he doesn't know what he's talking
you
about.
Don't know. Okay, well, we need a real criminal to call us and tell us. If you're gonna boost something like that, like a copier, how much would
I love that word for stealing. Boost.
Mm-hmm. How much would you let it go for? What's your payoff on that?
It depends on the market. It depends on where you want to fence it.
I don't know if we could get one in your truck. That's how big they are.
Well, okay, so we've got to assume, and when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me, we've got to assume that Hughes made the deal, and Hughes never pays retail for anything, and he's the one that's making the big deal about, did anybody get that email, that this is a great place to work email that says that get ready for the parade of the robotic Xerox machines?
No, I don't read those.
And I'm the emperor, and I've got no clothes on, and look at what I'm doing here, and everybody be happy. Happy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet he made the deal, and I bet...
Is it a photo quality printer?
Probably.
That I don't know either.
That size and price, I'm guessing yes.
But I bet they fell off a truck on the way to New Jersey. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't see any dents.
How'd you like... Could you imagine that? Him? It'd be like in Fargo. It was, like in the movie Fargo, it'd be Hughes going into some diner, you know, wearing his button down. His Brooks Brothers suit and his fag glasses, sitting down with some guy, some greasy guy like the guy in Heat who they have to kill in the very end.
Right. So, I guess that was Michael Hughes' leg in the dumpster back there.
And Heat is a movie, it's only on, like, Encore. It's never on the good HBO
or Showtime. Is that Al Pacino and Robert De Niro?
Yeah, that's the best. The first 20 minutes of that are just so great when they rob the armored car.
Right.
And they off the guards. It's and then, anyway, the one guy that they have to end up killing because he's so stupid he won't follow Robert De Niro's orders, that's the guy that I'm imagining Hughes buys these things from when he goes to this diner in Fargo. You know, the guy says, you know, how much you want for each of these? I don't know. I'm Michael Hughes.
Oh, yeah, I'll take them all at that price. Even if they don't have use for them, we'll take them.
They're hot.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
They're stolen.
Oh, really? All right, put them in the back of my Yugo quickly. Be quick about it.
How many can I get my BMW? Michael Hughes.
Hi there.
Front call. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, am I selling the copier for drugs, or am I trying to get some kind of retail?
Okay, well, that's a valid question.
Well, give us both figures.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't know, man. I mean, if it's for drugs.
Okay.
All right.
He doesn't know.
You're breaking up. Oh, and hold on. Now the staff is coming through. People don't even work on the shows. You've written this. I'm not supposed to say who wrote this and sent this in. Someone works in the back office.
All right.
Don't forget about the new paint and carpeting that Michael is laying down. The staff says you can't polish a turd.
I can't imagine who would have written that. Do you remember when they put the new carpeting in the last time?
I don't know who
it
was.
And it lasted for one day?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Before it was stained?
Right.
And incidentally, the stains just materialized. I think it came out of the concrete.
Yeah, they soak up from below.
They soak up, oh, from
yeah,
below.
Through the carpeting, yes.
From below.
Below.
Stains that will never go away.
That's hello, right. Don and Mike show.
Radio Gods.
Hi.
Hey, those multifunction copiers, if they're like name brand actual like Xerox type machines.
Yes, they are.
If they're used, you might have gotten them for $20,000 a piece. Those things are prohibitively expensive.
This never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding that we.
You know what? We ought to go up, take a look at one, get a model number so we know what's about. I'd really like to know if they're spending that kind of money on those.
Okay. There's an easy way to find out.
See, and ironically, and the thing you have to remember is the engineer, the chief engineer, Tony, is not allowed to buy light bulbs for the newsroom.
He does have issues as well. We all have issues.
Light bulbs.
Could you find out what kind they are and give us the estimated retail price?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So now we can get
the
back.
The HAL 3000.
We can get back to the show. But the great news is all the equipment is falling apart. The radio station is a piece of crap. But apparently we've got like 12...
State-of-the-art.
These computers, these copy machines worth, as far as I can tell, if I'm doing the math in my head, like almost $1 million worth of copy machines.
Absolutely.
$1 million worth of copy machines, for God's sakes.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hey, I just want you to know that the name of the character, and he guy thinks Wayne Grow. That's the guy that he caught.
What's the name?
Wayne Grow.
Oh, is that the dude with the long hair and the beard, right? The one that what's his name ends up shooting in the hotel room right in the head and say, the one that De Niro.
That's the guy they throw in the trunk.
Right, and then De Niro, I get him mixed up. De Niro says, "Look at," he's got him in the hotel room. He's got the gun on him. The guy's just wearing a robe. Look at me, and then.
Which is the bad guy, De Niro?
That's right, yeah. They slam his head to the table in the coffee shop.
De Niro's the bad guy, Pacino's the cop, but they have like this get-together at the airport coffee shop where they realize that they're friends.
Is that the one that ends like out by a satellite dish?
Yeah, well...
Out near an airport?
Al Pacino is chasing Robert De Niro through fields.
By satellite dishes and
by
stuff?
By an airport. And for me, that's the only weak part of the movie. The movie Heat is great. I watch it from beginning to end.
Wow.
However, the end of the movie is they're at the airport, and, you know, there's 2 million people at the friggin' airport. Robert De Niro breaks away, runs through a field, goes down this ravine, gets in the middle of nowhere. I mean, there's nobody looking for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes my man Pacino with a shotgun. It's like, how could Al Pacino possibly truly find Robert De Niro?
Mm-hmm. Suspend disbelief.
That is, but Buzz, the movie's so great, I can't suspend disbelief. I wonder all the time, how does Pacino find De Niro?
I feel the same way about The Cat in the Hat.
I'm glad you come around on that movie, Mike.
Totally. You showed me the light on
that. That's a winner movie. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I can tell you how to find out the model number of the printer.
But I can.
Can you really? How long have you been in my country?
Let me see if I can beat you to the punch.
I'm a Xerox certified engineer, actually.
Xerox or Xerox?
Here's what you do, Don.
What, Mike?
You go to the hallway, walk down it, press the elevator, go up to the second floor, walk up to the machine, and read the model number.
And I believe she's done that.
Yeah.
This would be Beth Ann. Hi, B.A.
Hey, worth about $25,000 a piece.
Oh my God! And how many are there?
What's the model? What is it? What are
they? It's the Toshiba E Studio 311C.
And how many did we buy?
I've only actually seen three.
$75,000.
What do they do?
They can't make a goddamn porcelain table.
They have controllers.
Right.
They have improved image quality, a lower total cost of ownership, improved reliability.
The studio, the heart of the radio station is falling apart. But
Jesus,
we've spent
really?
$75,000 on Xerox machines.
Can somebody tell us?
They have a photo zoom.
Can somebody tell me what we're going to use them for? What, for our literature that we hand out to advertisers?
Well, I guess when people are making presentations to clients.
Sure. That's right. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, everything's
don't
falling apart.
Don't they understand apart. The presentation is maybe letting people listen to the radio station?
Well, $75,000, you'll never find better well spent.
That's true. And then you show them a black and white page with the ratings on.
Who needs light bulbs?
You're making too much sense, Mike. Thank you, B.A.
God.
Right.
Hey, Napoleon.
Jeez, what's... Why, $25,000?
Each.
What if they just burn it?
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
hello. this place. Hello, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, hey, Mike.
Hi.
I've got an idea for a copier game that we used to do at a bank I used to work at.
Good. Okay, all right.
You get chicks to go in, and they photocopy the derriere and the boobies.
Uh-huh. Yes.
On the back of each copy they make, they just pick a random three-digit number. So they put the same three-digit number on each.
Okay.
And the game is you have to guess which two match.
Ah, you know, there's too many rules in there.
No, it's because he's a banker. No. He's a numbers guy. No, I'll organize. Not thick enough. I'll organize.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi. I wanted to share with you a celebrity death that I haven't heard you talk about.
Really, now you understand that you might be in a penalty box if we have, in fact, already been aware of the celebrity.
Is the penalty box the precursor to the book?
Yes, it is, Mike.
All right, very
you
good.
Can put a night in the box?
Night in the box before you put in the book. Right.
Who is it?
You may not know her by the name. You would know her by the part. Her name is Nicole DeHuff, D-E.
We have not discussed that, and she's the one who was in Meet the Parents?
She's the one that caught the volleyball in the face.
Yeah, and she was a young girl. And,
oh, really?
Wow. Horrible, tragic death.
31.
31 years old and complications due to... Hey, buddy, hello, I know. Shut up.
Congratulations, though. How's your back feeling, Mike?
Jesus.
I wish people would just listen to you when you talk.
Honest to God, what do I have to do?
Like you're invisible.
Complications due to pneumonia. Thank you.
You got it, though. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Goodbye. I'd give you the ding, ding, ding right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that machine is broken.
Oh, dear.
The ding ding.
You know, seriously, the reason I reacted, and perhaps some might say overreacted to that caller, thank you, Don, was, because, when you get scooped,
right?
I knew that same feeling. I knew, because I thought she was actually prettier than the girl that played the lead in that movie.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
How do so many all people call about are these overpriced copiers that we bought here at the station? Hello, yeah, what can we do for you?
I have one question.
Yes, what?
Is your company charging you a quarter per copy, or are they giving you those little credit cards that you have to recharge to recoup that $75,000 that they spent?
Don't we have to have a password?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A password.
Yeah, you have to have a password. That's it.
Oh,
password.
That's cool.
Are you losing interest in the copier discussion?
Bingo.
Yeah, I thought
Bingo,
so.
Baby.
Me too.
Just the fact that we spent $75,000 is enough to depress me. Let's get back to Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. No. We're done talking about the Toshiba E-Studio 311C.
We really got to do a break first. We really got to do a break. And then, let's just tease ahead to see if this Joe thing is any good. The next Joe Mo St. Patrick's Day style.
Hello. I'm Joseph O. Ardinger from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions today for broadcast?
Yeah, man.
Are you Irish?
Yeah, we got Irish in us.
Well, I guess everybody's Irish today.
Yeah, well, I actually do, 1,000 years ago.
Why do we celebrate St. Pat?
Okay, whatever. 1,000 years ago.
That's good enough. We'll listen to the rest of that when we come right back from this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He gave me a lot of pleasure.
Holy Christmas.
The Don and Mike Show.
Judge.
This is no cinch like wrestling a few cows.
Correct.
The number one radio show in Toronto, the Don and Mike program.
Do you want to at least meet the chick, the acupuncture lady?
Yeah.
Sure. She's here.
And I want you to ask her acupuncture questions, and then,
I'm no expert. I've only been getting acupuncture for a month.
What I want is you to, just... guide me a little
check
bit.
Her out.
I want you to be my acupuncture consultant.
I did check her out when she walked past the window.
She's cute?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, better to have needles put in you by somebody cute.
I think so.
So in that regard, she's outstanding.
Well, let's bring her in.
All right, bring her in and let me see. What else?
Right, let me tweak it up. Ow!
I still got the Joe stuff to get to.
Come right over here.
Here is the acupuncturist. Hi,
how are you?
Allison,
nice to meet you. Step right up.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Hi.
Oh, nice cold hand.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sure you have a warm heart.
Yeah.
Allison.
Exactly. Hey.
Allison. Hi, Allison.
She's very young.
Hi there. How old are you, Allison?
I am 26.
26. Hey. Older than your girlfriend.
Now, this is a medical thing we're doing here. This is fun. Ask questions. I'm curious about the procedure here.
Okay, Mike.
You think you can, I got an ice pack on my back right now.
Yeah.
And I'm having a little pain, a lot of pain.
I heard your foot went numb.
Yeah, my right foot is
What does that mean?
Probably some sort of nerve, pinched nerve thing. Mm-hmm.
That's what the chiropractor said. It's a tension.
So what could you do for Mike?
Right now, I'm just going to try to get the pain to stop, just so that he's more comfortable.
Good deal.
And we'll work on long-term care. later.
Okay.
Right now, just immediate relief.
Okay, well, we're ready for some immediate relief.
Now, how long does this procedure take to do it correctly?
Well, normally with patients, I mean, they're in my office for an hour. Mm-hmm. Spend, 10 minutes talking, then I leave the pins in for at least 45 minutes.
45 minutes for the pins in.
Right, so I guess what I'll do is, like, during one of the commercial breaks, I'll tell her all my symptoms and stuff. And does that sound legit to you?
You go to acupuncture therapy.
Your experience. Can you show him your needles?
Yeah.
I trust you. Buzz, I trust her.
I think so.
She's not only very... Very attractive, but she also seems very responsible.
She's accredited.
Show us your needles. Let's see what
you got. The backpack is, it's not exactly medical, you know.
What is these?
Right, like a Janssen backpack.
She's like got the needles in like her purse.
Yeah, and I came.
Now I'm starting, and then she's got another purse. I mean,
that purse looks like a pair of boys' underpants.
It's a briefcase.
Briefcase.
She's getting the needles out. Oh, but they're all sealed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for your protection.
Okay.
All right. Okay. See, they're all hermetically sealed. Does that look like where they stick in you?
Yeah. Let me take a look, Mike.
All right.
I got no idea.
Now, these are different kinds?
Yeah,
I guess.
They're all different kinds.
I tell you, my lady puts they look like little short ones.
Short ones?
Yeah, that's a big tall one. Either way.
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, they're all sealed.
Mike, it worked for me, and I'm not going for back pain. I'm just going for it because I'm...
Mac disposable acupuncture needles.
But I love it. I love the acupuncture, so I can go for it, Mike.
All right.
I can put them in right now while you sit here if you want.
All right.
Can you really do that?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going to put them?
I'm going to put them in your hands.
Okay.
I'm going to start there.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit in the arms.
Okay.
We'll see how
you want to sit down over here, and we'll just do the show.
Sure.
See what kind of progress we make. All right. Is that, Donna, I know you didn't want to do, is that okay with you?
It's cool with me.
All right.
If you can do the bit in the next break.
Okay.
With pins in your hand.
Yeah. You say it doesn't really hurt, right?
Well, I have a very high threshold of pain.
Yes, you remember.
Right.
Right.
You remember me, Mike.
20 minutes with my ice pack is done.
I'm good.
Oh, well, man.
You were wearing pants. Last Friday, you weren't wearing any pants.
I wasn't wearing any pants?
Remember?
Yeah. When?
You were just undone.
You were...
Yeah, when I did that. Right, exactly. Okay.
all right. You remember
I'm nervous
that.
Now. No, I'm nervous. Do you want to know where the pain is and stuff?
Yes.
All right.
She's down on her knees.
Why would she need to know that much?
It's like the lower back and down the leg, all the way into the foot.
Didn't you tell her?
Sciatic, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Did you tell us it was by your hiney?
No, I said...
By your dookie?
It's lower back.
That's what you said. You put the ice...
I said when I put the ice pack closer to my dookie...
Yes.
The pain was... It was better. It was better.
So you might want to put some pins around...
No. What now? That's interesting. Why does she put pins? Does your acupuncture?
Yes, yes, all over my ass. That's absolutely right. That's the resting too. No, I have no idea.
That's some great points there.
I agree.
Shut up, Buzz. I agree. Hi. Have you seen me over here?
Do you need to use any alcohol or anything like that? Oh, yeah.
What do you need a drink for?
What?
You said alcohol.
No, I'm talking about like a swab.
I know.
A swab or something like that.
All right, so while...
Keep your hand flat.
We'll keep my hand flat. Yeah. Okay.
Get this microphone right around.
All right. Very good.
By her.
All right, this one too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it more one side to the other?
It's more on the right side.
Okay.
It's all on the right side.
Good to know.
Right side and down. It feels like a hamstring pull. Only pain, more painful.
How painful, Mike?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Worst I've ever had. In all seriousness, that's why my desperation. Oh, so you can get that microphone out of the way. Hi there. All right.
So what are you thinking, sitting so close to the famous Mike O'Meara?
I'm freaking out.
Freaking out?
All right.
So yeah. So. Forever.
I'm enjoying this.
All right. You've listened since Wava.
Wow.
All right. You tell me where it's most sore.
Where in the hand it's most sore. That's pretty good right there.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike's getting the needles put in him right now.
Should I look or not look?
Acupuncture.
Right here, right there.
Yeah, don't look. I never look.
Probably better if you don't.
I can't help but look. What?
Breath in and breathe out.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah, control breathing. You can't hold your breath. It's like it's... At least that's what the professional tells me.
What is that discharge?
Stop it. God damn it, Big Auto. What?
Pass out.
Okay. That's a little tender, too, right there. So,
Yeah. I'm telling you, I believe in this stuff.
You do?
With my girl, I do. Chris, I just didn't meet mine off the radio. No offense. Mm-hmm. You know, no offense. Hope none taken. No offense to any Orientals.
You'll be mine soon.
What?
You'll be mine soon.
Oh.
I'll never be yours, darling. I belong to another. I belong to
what
another.
What is the name of yours?
You can go to two.
I don't have an acupuncturist.
Would you just get out of this discussion? You know, for one time, uh-huh. He and I are having some fun over here.
I understand. Okay. I don't mean to step
on
that.
You got a horn right in on it.
I can't help myself.
I know you can't.
I'm me. I'm communicating. I'm where the most pain is as you're doing this.
Ooh, I felt that. I can't help it. I'm me.
That's right. I gotta be me.
He's just being him.
When you move your back around, what do you mean?
Which person? Still hurts. Maybe a little bit. I just took the ice off, so it's tough, but still hurts. Still pain.
This is the first Raw radio show. Mike has a sore back and is now getting an acupuncture
from
a chick who just came in.
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
Ow.
Mm.
That hurts.
Oh, that wasn't the AIDS needle.
Wasn't expecting that.
Stop it.
I licked it off first.
Oh, stop!
My God. All right, so just stay like this?
Mm-hmm.
So how you doing? You gonna be able to do the show with the needles in your hands?
Yeah, absolutely.
You talk, I'll just roam around.
Okay.
Oh, she's gonna roam around?
She's down at my feet now. Are you
roaming?
All right.
Yeah. Get by where Mike has the ice.
Do you want me to put my foot out so you can?
I'm fine.
All right. Very, very good.
I used to work in a prison, so I'm like, I can work on it.
She used to work in a prison. Oh, dear.
Did you? All right. Now darling, did you really used to work in a prison?
Did we look at a license or anything like that, David? Do you have a license?
I'm sure we looked at her driver's license.
Really? No, I'm talking
about
like
21.
A license accreditation or something. She's taking my shoe off.
She's got a license to ill, Mike.
She's taking the sock off now.
Okay, good.
All right.
Go with it.
All right.
I've done this before.
Roll with it.
Oh, hold on a second. Who's this on the line?
Hello? Hi. Hi, DA? What was up with that?
That was odd.
What are you doing, Mike?
Hello?
Did you just call?
Yeah, I did.
What do you want?
I wanted Mike to know that I did see your license.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That.
Is she an organ donor?
Anybody stick pins in you.
Is she an organ donor?
She is.
You can put that on your driver's license now.
Do you want more light, perhaps?
No, I go by feel.
She's under the console.
It goes by feel.
Yeah. Hold on. Nice. She's under the console. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second, Tiger. She's putting pins on Mike's feet right now.
Yes, on the top of the feet. That's it. Do you want a little more light there?
All right. She says she's doing it by feel.
She is doing it by feel.
She's just touching your big Fred Flintstone feet right now. What's the deal?
Feel better.
You feel better?
I think I
Does
do.
Your back
really.
Feel better?
I'll tell you, when I experience the most pain is when I stand up. So that's when that's going to be the test. So is that,
well, how long till you can stand up?
That hurts right there. Yeah. How could it not?
Oh.
Oh! All right, but I felt something.
It's not even in, she said, Mike.
Ow!
You're listening to Mike have his first homosexual experience.
Ow!
Ow.
No, it's funny. Oh. Funny for our listeners.
All right.
Mike is experiencing homosexual sex live on the Don and Mike show.
No!
Listen to his many reactions as he kisses.
She's pulling my pant leg up.
As he gets pulled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pulling my pant leg.
What? Massage.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
absolutely.
Oh, massage.
All right. Now, all right. The pain is now. That hurts. That hurts.
Now, what's she doing? Is it
she's,
pain
she's
that hurts?
Her, she in her. She working her thumb along my shin, and it's a little bit painful.
Is that the code word we're using? Your shin.
No, it is.
Yeah. She's rubbing her hand on my shin. If you get what I'm saying. Wink, wink.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
What's
Daddy
that?
Daddy says rub that shin.
I think I might be getting an incredible mind combo. What was that compliment?
Aren't you surprised at how tender your leg is?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am surprised. Oh, tender.
I'm not surprised.
Really? Really, Mr. Burbank?
Yeah, not at all.
Right, like right where you touched it. Now, you know what I feel right now? I feel like a little pinprick like on the right behind my toes in the front of my foot when you're doing that, which I don't know.
Is there a pin there?
No, I don't think there's a pin there. What's that?
Like you're feeling sensation in your foot.
Yeah.
Ah.
Like big time.
She's fixing you.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, boy, what? She's got a point in my shin that is really very painful, actually, on my left side, which is...
My personal advice to you, really, would be, like, lay down somewhere and have her do it professionally. I don't know. I don't
like after the show?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to help you now, sitting here. Can I see your hands?
What do you think? Do you think it's... I'll get some relief.
Can I see your hands with the pins? Hold up your hands.
There you go. Does that look like your thing there?
Yeah, except I got more pins in my hand, but yes, that looks like at the beginning. You got three in each hand.
She knows the spot on the shin, though. I mean, there's a spot on my shin that's very...
That's where you release all that crap you got built up inside you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Get ready.
It's the liver channel.
It's the what? Liver channel. It's the liver channel.
You ever watch that channel's off? You're catching me the day after St. Patrick's
Day. That channel's off the air.
Yeah, that's the tough thing.
I used to watch the liver channel.
I think that's an enlarged channel.
Quite frankly.
Rob, do they get bigger or do they get smaller when they...
That's a high-def channel.
That's a high-def channel.
You know, I don't like it. There's too much blood on that channel. You know, I don't like the violence. Too much on the liver channel. How you doing?
I can't tell, but I mean, I think maybe better. I think I feel better. I mean, I've got needles in my hands and in my feet, and I'm getting my shin massaged right now. Wow.
Is it time to hear another Joe thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
You okay?
I'm fine. I'm wonderful.
So you feel...
I am able to function with this, you know. I mean, it's not like the needles are distracting me, you know, but the hands on my calves are...
Perhaps I'm talking like William Shatner. I can't control myself.
You're tender, Mike. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Oh, I hate that when guys call and pretend to be doctors, and then they're not really doctors.
That's right. Was that one of the Nancy negatives?
It was one of the calls you would have hated, which is why I went right for it.
What was he? Did it say he was going to talk about?
Mike, this is a huge mistake.
Oh, really?
That's all it said. Mike, it said, I'm a doctor, Mike, this is a huge mistake.
And then he hung up.
Yeah, he hung up.
Yeah, all right.
Because medicine has done so well for him so far.
Thank you, Buzz.
Joe Ardinger. He's out doing his Jomos for St. Patrick's Day. Talking to a bunch of people. Let's go to the one that Joe says, clueless, awful word for a woman. What are you making a face about?
She's just got that spot on there's a particular spot on my shin that's more painful than the other. And you know that, right?
Yeah.
It'll get less tender.
Okay, hope so.
Here's Joe.
Hello, I'm Joe O. Ardinger from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions for broadcast?
You can put the microphone on her.
Sure.
Are you Irish?
Yeah.
But I guess everybody's Irish today.
Yeah.
Why do you celebrate?
What, Mike?
I'm sorry.
I was listening. She asked me to stand up. I'm going to stand up now.
A little less pressure.
Ooh. I guess I should be careful.
This is the tricky part, standing up.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm just,
What's happening? What are you doing?
I'm trying to talk to her, and it's still tender. It's less tender.
Are we talking about your
back? My back is less tender. I'm feeling, I got needles stuck in me, and I'm going back and forth, and it's kind of weird. It's just kind of a weird, but, yeah, there's a little bit less, less
should
pain.
I sit back down?
Sit back down.
What?
Yes?
All right, sorry.
Ow! Oh! That hurt.
What happened?
The needle in my foot hurt when I sat down. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You taking them out now? No.
No.
Okay.
Jesus.
Feel a little worried. Very good.
They got to stay in a while.
They have to stay in a while?
My needles are in like 20 minutes this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're touching that, I feel that in the bottom of my foot when you touch.
That's weird.
What are you doing? What do you do? You're just pressing?
No, I'm like...
Do you feel anything in
your... You're putting a needle there?
Feel anything in your nipples?
Is there a needle in my shin right now? So she twisted the needle in my shin, and I felt it in my foot.
Yeah.
Right.
Nerves. So,
knee,
I mean, that tells you right there.
Connected
that
to the thigh bone. Thigh
absolutely.
Bone connected to the
very
bone.
Cool.
Tell me something. You're an acupuncturist. Does it seem like I have an incredible mind? That's what I hear from my girl. I got an incredible mind, logical mind, goes right with this Western medicine crap. I'm right there. I believe in it. Talk into the microphone, please, darling.
Eastern medicine.
You are doing amazing things for
Eastern,
my
thank you.
I mean, you're giving us a good name, you know?
Mm-hmm. Don't give Mike anything. You know what I mean with your bad needles?
Oh, they're not bad needles. They're sealed.
Yep. Maybe bad. We come back from vacation. You know, we got to do the whole thing. Mike got hepatitis C when he was on vacation.
Oh, stop it. Now you're making me freak out. You're making me freak out. But this should help, I would think. Another needle's coming out right now. The other hand? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not, you know, I'm a little needle. Having a little issue with the needles as far as...
Well, don't look.
The pain.
A little bit.
With the pain?
It's because he's in pain right now.
Right, yeah.
But he's very brave.
Sure is.
He's a very...
Thank you. Very brave.
He's a very...
Good little patient.
Hello, Andrew.
He's a very brave guy.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Does that make the pain feel better, Mike?
Yes, it does.
Well, come on. Give us the reaction.
All right, the
I'm just getting facial reactions from you.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm just I'm very distracted. Like, that was just a little pinch. That was a little pinch.
Uh-huh. She's putting more needles in here.
Putting more needles in the right hand now. I've got needles in the left hand.
Whoa, that one went into...
Ow! Oh, God, that one... Jesus Christ!
That hurt.
And sorry. Now you're fine.
What's that?
And now it's okay.
Yeah, now it's fine. Yeah. It's okay.
Just the initial feeling.
It takes your mind off your back, though, doesn't it?
I hope this works for you. I really do. What?
I hope so, too.
Why? Yeah,
I hope so, too.
So many physical tics and so many...
I'm a little distracted. I've got needles sticking in. I would have done this. I didn't know she said she could do it quick, and I'm just trying to deal with this right now. I'm trying to communicate to you. There's occasional pain when the needles go into my body.
See, it relaxes Mike, too.
They go, yeah, right. I'm not feeling sleepy right now, though. She's massaging my shin again. I have three needles. Three needles in the left hand. I have two needles in the right hand.
Uh-huh.
I have three needles in the foot.
And how's your back?
Two. And
how's your back?
Still a little tender. So it's the sciatic nerve is still a little tender. The back, it feels like I feel more limber, actually. I feel a little less tense. A
couple more needles.
I feel a little less spasmodic in the back, a little less tight.
Good.
I'm trying to communicate because I know you want me. Am I doing a good job communicating right now? I mean, I kind of asked you to have her come in. You know, it was my doing.
You did.
So I want to make sure that I still maintain my ability to perform as a performer. And, oh, that's tender. Tender there in the leg, bottom of shin. Tender. Must have baby blues. Must have Oxycontin.
Breathe. Remember to breathe.
In and out. Don't hold
a little sip of soda.
Don't hold the breath. Just breathe in and just concentrate on the breathing. You concentrate on breathing in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Then concentrate on the sounds here in the office.
I am very excited.
I'm just telling you what she says to me. If you have problems, not doing. Hey, what? Try counting the click, click, click on the clock as it goes by. Slowly let your mind fade.
My mind. Is telling me.
Let your shoulders ease into the bench.
Does she sound like a veteran of this?
Certainly.
Certainly, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then she says to me, now, what kind of baby oil shall we use? Hold on. Now, Mike, I don't get this.
I do.
Now you are really getting like a massage. What
I'm
are you
getting
doing?
A shoulder massage. On the left side. She seems to be...
I don't get no touchy-touchy like this.
You don't?
No. Okay. No, I don't.
All right, well, this is...
Baby. Call Girl Central. Yeah. So high price hooker.
So, you like this line of work?
My husband might be listening.
Yeah. Well, tell your husband Mike's a good tipper.
Oh, that's all he cares about.
All right. Well, that's right. I guess I should light you up at the end of this, huh? Yeah. A little something for the effort. Okay. I'm feeling amazingly relaxed right now.
Ah.
Did I mention to you that purple looks good on you today?
Yeah, you did, Fag. You already did. During a commercial.
No, it's striking, really.
Shut up. What are you doing to him now?
She's rubbing me. His shoulder, which is going to, in effect, go crossways across his body and loosen up that back flank.
Is he tense up there on the shoulder?
Very.
Yeah. Very tense.
Very tense. Well, it is my tense time of the day, darling. This is the time when I feel there's the weight of the world on my shoulders. It's my job to entertain and bring laughter to people. So that's where the tension comes from. And perhaps that's why the back has been in spasm.
Right.
Funk call.
Hello. Don and Mike's show.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Joe?
Yeah, this is Joe. What's happening?
Hey, Don.
No, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hey, this is Brian.
Yeah,
this,
Brian.
Listen, am I here, Mike, getting an acupuncture?
Do you really think I'm Joe? Do I sound that stupid?
Okay, no, Don.
Thank you. Right. Yes, right. What?
Hey, listen. Hey, listen, Mike was hanging out with a friend of mine last night, Alicia, over at his bar.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a massage therapist. Maybe you need to get that massage therapy by her.
You know, I was talking to a massage therapist last night.
That's a shock.
Yeah. She was sitting at the table.
Sure she was.
She was.
I love Donna Mike.
She was talking to my girlfriend and I.
Sure.
She was Don. Don Geronimo.
Hello. Donna Mike show.
I feel goofy.
Yeah.
I really feel good.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Come on, keep up, please.
Hey, I'm a doctor. I'm an ENT, and I think she needs to stick one of those needles in his ear.
Why?
Why would you want to stick a needle in Mike's ear?
To make his, because the ear is connected to the neck, which is connected to the back.
Where are you in the, you're an ENT?
Yeah, right.
God, I hope I don't have a heart attack.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, can I cut you off while I go? I was talking about Mike and a massage therapist last night.
No, I cut you off.
That was intentional.
I didn't know you're still on the line. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. It sounds like the needles are turning Mike gay.
Dude, do you think I sound a little more gay now that I got these needles in me?
I don't know.
Or are they just accelerating the process? Honey, I'm just trying to get this thing done.
Hello. Bitch. Don and Mike show.
What?
Out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is Rob there?
Yeah, he's somewhere here. What are you doing?
Rob, why aren't you putting a stop to this witchcraft?
Because I believe the truth will come out on its own.
Rob, I am ashamed of you.
Okay, get out of here. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
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 Speak.
She's still rubbing Mike this whole time we've been talking. Mm-hmm. She's still rubbing.
Squeezing his
shoulder. I'm telling you, I pay $85 a freaking session. I don't get one rub.
Well,
I don't get a rub. I get needles. But I do get told I have an incredible mind.
Mm-hmm. If she could arrange to be here for every show, I could do the show like this.
Hello?
I could.
Hello?
Adam West graduated from Whitman College. Did you know that?
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
I did not know
that. I love their chocolate.
I'd do anything for you.
Whitman?
The Whitman Sampler.
Thank you, Buzz, and you guys. Get off the telephone. Okay, we got a break now. You know, we've not heard any more of Joe with the drunk people.
No, we have not.
We got your Friday bit coming up.
I understand.
And take a look at the clock on the wall.
Yeah.
You're a little short on time.
Oh, whatever you want to do.
Dealer's choice.
Well, I just assume that I hear Joe's bits.
That means you'd rather have the acupuncture.
I'd rather have my massage continue.
Well, okay.
But I can do whatever you wish.
Listen, that's fine. We can hear Joe's bits. But listen, monkey, you must dance.
I will.
Still do your Robert Blake dance before. Even if we don't do Jeopardy, we still got to do the bit part.
Right. It's not like I ain't been thinking about it all morning.
Ah.
There you go, brother. And I'll tell you
what. What are you feeling now, honey? Just muscle, right?
I tell you.
Rock solid muscle. What was that?
My whole arm hurts.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got a lot of heat in your body.
Yeah.
You know, Mike's on. You're on hemorrhoids. I can say steroids.
Steroids. I'm on the clear and the cream.
I said Mike's on hemorrhoids.
Yes, yeah. That was years ago. I've never suffered.
Yeah. It wouldn't be on hemorrhoids. They would be on you.
Yes. Not on me anymore, though.
No. They went away. They went back to that evil place. Inside.
Where they belong.
Inside the actor's studio. With James Lipton.
It's fascinating.
What's your favorite word?
I'm James Lipton. I am turning gay with the needles.
Huh.
So it's interesting.
But you're getting happier, though.
I feel good.
And how is your back?
I won't know until I stand up again. I want to stand up with the needles.
Before a commercial break. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I have a question about Michelle Hughes.
Yes, what about her?
Can you ask her to speak the F up when she gives the traffic report?
I thought you were talking about our general manager, Michael Hughes.
No, this is a legitimate critique of our local traffic reporter.
I'll pass it on.
She needs to yell.
I'll pass it on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See you later. Okay, Mike, would you just stand up before the break?
Are you taking the needles out? Okay.
There we go. And
I can stand up now? See. All right, hold on.
Come on now. And...
what do you think?
How does your back feel?
Without question, that is the best that I've stood up all day long.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. I am not
very
kidding
nice.
You.
Not very
kidding
nice.
You, no, not kidding that's you, the no. first time.
Now look at Mike's actually walking
hold
around
on. I'm going to take the... I got the needles in my hands, but
yeah,
I'm going to show you what I'm...
Okay, now what are you doing?
Wait, look at that.
He walks upright now.
Hurts.
Look
it
at hurts. Oh, I have a crouton here. That didn't come out of me. Sorry. But it will.
There's
a crouton. It looked like it came out of me.
Hello. Donna Mike, hello.
Hey, who does the masseuse look like?
Okay, the Beach Towel Club.
Oh, man.
Cute.
Buzz, do you know... She said Angelina Jolie the other day because of her mouth, but I also see some... singer.
No. I see Jennifer Garner.
Yes. Yeah, little Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner.
See, absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. Lovely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Should I sit back down?
Hello.
But no, to answer your question, the most...
What was that?
You had your socks in your mouth, so you were trying to get a zinger in and it didn't work. I'm tense again.
Zinger. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Hey, I wanted to wish you a happy ending.
Okay, we all do.
Well, you're a little late for that.
Oh.
I didn't tell anyone.
Congratulations.
No wonder you feel better.
That's why the back feels better.
It already happened.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Mike?
I need a towel.
Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
Really? Already?
Hey. Yeah, I told you it was.
You're my hero.
Yeah.
Again, a second time?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
We're going for a third now.
Let me just see if I can get the one person on the phone that you need to talk to.
Okay.
Now, my wife is going through a bad spell. I was talking to her during the commercial break.
Uh-huh.
I said to her, hey, listen to this. Amazing. Hi, baby.
Oh, hi, sweetie. Wait a minute. I know you hate this. Hang on. Let me take this off.
Are you on that stupid head thing? Hello?
She's on the phone.
All right. Now you get the real me up close and personal.
There you go.
She is.
So
it's like losing the condom.
So I called her during the commercial. I say, are you listening to this thing? Are you listening? Might get this acupuncture. And she said, no, I was going in the store. So, my kid's coming home for spring break today with his girlfriends. We're getting everything ready. We're getting ready for vacation. I said, Mike seems to be having a good reaction to it.
Uh-huh.
And Frida said...
Well, I said, don't tell him to expect too much off of one session. I'm sure... You know, the acupuncturist will tell you that.
She actually did during the commercial break. She was saying that, this is a, the hands and the feet and stuff, that normally it would be a much, much more extensive procedure.
Well, it's not only that. Very few people will feel something the first time they do it. I mean, if she dipped her little needles in, in some hallucinogenic, you might get more of a charge out of it up at one time. But
well, sure. She's also fed me about 6 OxyContin, too, so we're all set.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Well, then you're set.
So he's now. You say that I will feel something maybe here today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she's down at my feet right now, Frida.
Oh, I can't hear her.
You can't. All right, you say hi to Frida.
Hi, Frida.
Hi. I know you'll love it, but isn't it right that a lot of people don't do acupuncture because they do it one time and they say I didn't get anything?
It's true, and it depends on the ailment. I mean, with something that's happening in the moment like this, I can get him some, at least 90% relief in the moment. It's just not going to last because I can't do a systemic treatment.
Do you think you could?
I don't want to forget this moment.
Oh, good. So if the moment is good, you're happy.
Yes, the moment is very good.
I think you might get some better relief, though, if you had...
If it wasn't in this environment.
No, hold on. If you had... I'm trying to get the exact quote. Oh, yes. If you had an incredible mind.
Yeah.
Now, Frida, you know the lady that does our acupuncture.
I know, and she's never told me I had an incredible mind.
Oh, no.
I love that.
It's not just the standard thing she says to everybody.
I loved coming home today and talking with my wife about our very, she was there, I was there.
Right.
She said, what was it like for you? And I pull out cards and stuff where she's like writing down these theories. And Frida said, oh, Sheriff, this is asking me how I'm doing.
Right.
I can't help it, Mike. I'm special.
You're
acupuncture.
You're an incredible mind.
I love acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. So you're believing in what I'm doing right now?
Not really. No. I hope it works for you.
That's right.
I think Frida's got a valid point that, nothing works overnight.
Right.
And look at me. I'm still a mess.
Is your acupuncturist as pretty as my acupuncturist?
I don't want to put down your acupuncturist.
But she's lovely, too. Yours?
Frida?
I haven't seen the one that's working on Mike.
Simply Radars.
I think ours is very attractive. It would be hard to go to someone who didn't look like they were healthy and slender and practiced what they preached. I mean,
I would think that you go to like an old ancient Chinese man.
No.
Not what you want to do is slender.
Find a nice petite woman.
Right.
Who unbuttons three buttons on her blouse and puts on her white hospital coat and sits you down then rubs.
Are you describing your acupuncturist?
Yeah.
Right?
No. All right. You got a red shirt on today.
Just an example.
Yeah, I don't get any of that treatment.
Yeah, well, you don't have the incredible mind. But
she's buttoned all the way up when she's working on me.
But you are the one that turned me on.
Those are some ugly shoes that she was wearing. I'm sorry about that.
All right, baby. Well, thank you. I'm sure.
All right, good luck, Mike.
Thank you, Frida.
You're welcome.
Have a great vacation.
Oh, thanks. All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, what, I'm getting a foot rub right now.
The
top of the foot.
Right, you know, that's where all the stuff happens.
Oh, yeah, and she seems to find, I don't know if yours does this, pressure points that seem to really
That's the whole thing.
And isn't that why, like, in Kill Bill Volume 2, they can find that special spot to, make your heart explode?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, very
yes,
cool.
Yes, sir. So as we're doing the show now, Mike is getting acupuncture.
I'd like to paint the picture, because I haven't been doing a very good job of describing things. I am totally naked right now, except for just a small face cloth that is on the back of my neck.
Right. And for whatever reason, most of the needles seem to be going by Mike's daisy.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, that's why I'm not really sitting as much as I'm bending over 5 or 6 inches above the chair.
Daisy time.
Wonders for my practice.
All right, very good. All right.
She keeps touching you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, I'm getting she treated. Keep, I that's mean, her
like,
job.
She gets like the Mike gets the massage on his shoulders.
She's got to go to dinner with her mother, so it works together. She's wrapping me up.
Well, wash those hands.
Oh, is that who you were on the phone with when I came in after the commercials? Yeah, who is that? So is your mom?
Yes.
What'd she have to say?
I told her I was here treating Mike and I'd be late to dinner, and she said, "That's nice."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what mom's treating me, keeping her from her big Friday dinner appointment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sirree.
Right.
How about that?
Got to teach her how to use a digital camera.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good.
Now that you've been close to Mike this long.
Here we go.
Seriously.
Look at your body language. Right,
this is a day after.
You're putting your knee up on the console or something?
This all the time.
Okay. I don't notice it very often.
Do you smell the alcohol coming out of Mike's body today?
That's a valid question.
Smelling the back of his neck? Thinking?
To be honest, Mike does not have an alcohol smell, but it smells like he's covering something up. So that may be the issue.
Perfumes just cover it up.
That's right.
And who has the time to soak?
Say, your ass doesn't smell.
Exactly. Step up to ass don't smell.
Oh God!
Oh Jesus!
So, how much of a night did you have last night? But I mentioned this to you in the office before the show. Our webmaster said at dynamikewebsite.com.
Stand up. All right. She's asking me to stand up.
Yeah, see, I was just talking to you.
I'm sorry.
Live on the radio. Do you ever listen to me when I speak?
Hello,
Mike.
I'm sorry.
Hello, is this on, Joe?
You're doing.
Do you hear me, Joe? How come nobody hears me when I talk? Hello?
I give you my rapt attention all the time.
I was just being you.
I'm standing in a weird position. This is...
Yeah, stand naturally.
It's tough because I got one shoe on and one shoe off.
Yeah,
so that's making it a little odd. But I do feel a difference.
You're erect.
Excellent. Big time.
You're standing erect. Right. Look at you.
I really do.
Look at you.
You know, it's funny because... come here. It's a real special time.
Yeah,
really
a little hug going now?
It's terrific. No, nice. I feel better. I really feel a lot better. I do. Why not? Sure. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right.
There's no need. There was no need to do the absence show today.
No. I didn't know that the show would take this turn. I didn't really know.
No one did.
But I said to, what is your first name again?
Allison.
I said to Allison, I'm sorry, that's me. You're laughing because that's all me, isn't it?
I know, that's really Mike.
I'm sorry. What I said to Allison was that when I said, come on down to the studio, this was not a bit. This was kind of an act of desperation. And now there's a man. Look at his body language over there.
What he needs to see.
Rob.
Look at Rob.
Rob is basically curled into a ball in the other side there.
Just wait to see what happens.
There's a woman present.
You want me to give you a quickie, Rob?
No, hey.
Rob, when's the last time you heard that? I know not since you've been married.
I don't even know what it means anymore.
Wow, this is great. Allison, how much longer do I have to have these in my hands?
I mean, when you feel good.
All right, I feel better.
Take him out. Let's take him out.
A couple more needles, you can get satellite radio.
I gotta sit down again.
All right. Little now, tender. Now the removing of the needles.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you get any relief when you take the needles out eventually?
All right. Okay.
Yes, immediate relief. Mike. My strength of 10 men.
Did you say relief or release?
Buzz.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thank you.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Speak to us.
What the hell's going on here? What the hell's Stella Lombardi? What the hell's
hey,
going on
Marie,
out there?
Marie, get those needles out of my ankle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. We know that your name is Sweet Pea. I was wondering what Mike and Buzz and Joe's poo-poo names were.
I don't think they have boo-boo names. Yeah. Don't mock my wife and her pet name from me.
I don't have a pet name.
Yes, you do.
What? What is that evil mind, that evil incredible mind coming up with right now?
Perfume.
Okay, cover it up.
To cover it up. I couldn't think of a one
Mike's
word.
Mike's covering something up.
I couldn't think of... Buttercup? What was that? What?
Buttercup. Yeah. Well, okay. All right.
All right.
It smells kind of like flowers, like little buttercups. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that? Now look, you got incredible mind. I've got to smell like flowers, and what are you possibly writing, boy?
How long before the needles end up on eBay is what he wrote. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, okay.
Hey, I had a question for Mike about the acupuncture.
Yes.
Hey, now, when she's putting the needles in, do you feel a little prick?
Okay, everybody. We've covered that.
He's got all the jokes.
Yes,
now.
Some might say I've been doing that for years, sir.
Hey, did you just call me a name?
No, that was a self-deprecating joke.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh, because you got... Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If you think about it, see what I did there?
I got it. It was self-deprecating.
And although this, that's funny, and it's sophisticated humor, and it is, it is because I'm taking, oh, she's putting the sock on for me, which is
that nice.
Oh.
Now you know how Tom Gavin feels.
Yes.
Maybe she can cut your meat for you tonight.
Hey, guys. That's right, guys. But to be clear, I have never taken illegal performance-enhancing drugs.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
To be clear.
Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Question.
What? Yes. What?
NFL Network or the Playboy Channel, what is the greatest invention, I ask you? What
good
do
question.
You think?
NFL Network.
I'd say
a faggot.
Well, but I'd say you'd go with NFL because there are other networks. Now, would you say NFL Network or Spice Platinum?
Still NFL Network, because you can get porno everywhere. There's only one channel you can get all NFL. Although I really have to cut ties to the NFL Network now.
Yes.
We got, I don't have time to read you the flowery letter that we got from Nancy yesterday.
Nancy that was one of his most awesome performances.
He was wound up.
Yeah. Jim Nance from CBS Sports, who's going to be doing the whole NCAA thing.
Right.
Yesterday called us from the practice session with the Duke Blue Devils. We haven't spoken to him in a year and a half.
He was amazing.
Last night I get this email. I'm serious. I'm not kidding you now. Two pages, all of it, lower space, no capital letters, and no punctuation.
Really?
Just, Don, great to talk to you again. Did you get to watch these games? Seriously, what happened with Rich Eisen? Love to be back on the show. Could we work it out for the Three Amigos Foundation? Blah, 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 blah.
Don't you believe that was his best performance ever yesterday?
Yes.
He was funnier.
Wound up Jim Nance.
He had it time for Duke to be hitting the practice floor. Amazing.
Duke, just like you're. Just like
the needles are still there. It's pretty incredible.
You're trying to keep them. Your Duke will be practice floor anytime soon. Hello, Don and Mike.
Practice makes perfect.
Hello.
Hello.
To a point, Buzz.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Alicia from last night.
Yes, the massage therapist.
Again. Yeah.
Yes, one of my another one of my stable.
Yes, hi. Another one of your hoes.
I know.
We're all calling today.
Yes. Hi, Alicia.
Anyway, I heard you mention me, and I just wanted to call in and let you know that I had a really great time.
Thank you so much.
How's Carla feeling?
Thank you. She's doing great, and we'll see you later on this evening.
Wow.
I'm kidding, of course, Alicia. I am. I'm glad you had a wonderful time.
Well, I do plan to be there sometime the next couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Look forward to it. And we're just Allison and Alicia, and it'll be just a wonderful time. Rob, why don't you come over?
We got something at the website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. The webmaster sent it over to me today. Okay. I told Mike for the show, It was just a note that said, hey, I was at the Look Around Cafe last night. Tell Mike what a wonderful host he is.
Ah.
What a great time we had at his table with Carla, that's Mike's girlfriend, and Carla's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned it to Mike before the show today. It's funny that that chick just called.
That she was at the table, yeah.
And I said to Mike,
late at the table.
I said, do you remember anything about, we got some email. Mike said, no, I have no idea, but you go to a lot.
I don't remember the guy that you're, I mean, I don't know who you were, because there were a few people, but I do remember that woman was talking about the fact that she was an in-home massage therapist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. At a very late part of the evening.
Sure.
Yeah.
What time would that be?
But I was fortunate that I didn't proceed with the conversation any further than it should have gone.
Uh-huh. How late?
I mean, late, like an hour before closing.
What time's closing?
2 o'clock.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Mike?
Yes?
Yeah, I was just wondering, when you get that needle put into your nerve...
Yes?
Does she move it around a little?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So it's like...
But it doesn't go into the nerve, right? It doesn't go into the nerve. She's saying it doesn't go into the nerve. But she puts it about a half an inch in and twists it a little bit and varies the intensity, right?
A little nerve density test.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, just to be absolutely clear, you like it when it's put in... Just a little. Tell me how you like it put in.
Well, the way I like it put in is I like it to go in slow. Not, you know, I don't want it to go in really, really fast.
Right.
And then.
we read the book.
When it gets in, I like it to go, you know, very slowly.
Uh-huh.
But step by step, steadily, I like it to go to as deep as it possibly can.
Right.
I like it to penetrate without hurting.
Exactly.
As deep as it can.
That's a yarn.
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm laughing. What I'm doing is laughing.
And you know, and also
I'm laughing so much that oxygen won't come out of my mouth or my nose.
Similarly, when you're going to pull it out,
yes,
I don't want it to be pulled out quickly. I want it to be pulled out slowly, same as going in. You know, pull it out slowly. That's the way I like it done.
Mm-hmm.
Easy, gently.
And who are you?
I'm Mike O'Mara. And that's how I like it put in, and
every time.
Every time, Mike?
Every time.
Uh-huh.
And I also like to do it as often as possible.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, someone in the back room.
I'm doing this because John Norman has left for the weekend.
Turn that, well, Mike, we got someone back there who can turn that tape around. Radio's Mike O'Mara. Make sure gay fantasies come true.
Always has.
Yeah, baby.
There's always somebody to do that.
Oops. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, Christ, we got to do a break. Hello. You and your back. Look what you've done to the show
I'm
today.
So sorry.
Look at this. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Okay. I wanted to ask Robert Blake a question.
Well, Robert Blake's not here. We're not doing that bit right now.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, right.
Life is rough.
Don't complain to me. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
This will make you feel a lot better.
Okay.
He's the guy that calls her the Humpty Dance.
That gives me joy. That brings me great joy.
Wow.
There he is.
Yeah. Roll, baby. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, get out of here. We'll be right back.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Blank for him and Glaze?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing ZD now?
Hey!
Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD.
Right.
Because, you know, it's just not going to happen.
AJ.
Thank you very much.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Get nude, squat, and cough. For Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay, now today's show, it's been a crazy.
Crazy poses.
Crazy show. Mike getting his on-air acupuncture.
Right.
He's not able to get the Jeopardy today. Don't send your hate letters to me. Send them to Mike. Don't call us. We'll call you. It's Mike's call today.
Well, thank you to Allison, who did a very nice job. I appreciate her coming in here.
But we will do just a touch of Jeopardy.
Oh, good.
With Robert Blake. And we also want to finish up the Jomos.
Yeah.
Joe was out with drunk people. people last night, and I didn't even have a chance to mention any of the following items. Be Willie style.
That's John Brokaw used to say it every newscast.
Well, and when I got this press release, or whatever this thing is, this news service thing,
right.
Now why would he mention it? Because of the Michael Jackson trial.
Right. Of course.
So, Brian Williams is just an ass.
Won't say it. I'm not going to say it, and there's no way I'll say it.
Here's his quote.
Uh-huh.
You can read the M word in the newspaper or right. see it on cable. It ain't our dance. I got news for you.
He already thinks he's Mr. Joe Tough.
Says it all the time around the office.
Hey, dude, I got news for you. That's my dance, okay?
That's right. I think we all have enjoyed that dance once or twice.
Shall we dance? And then there's Mario Vasquez, the guy from American Idol.
Yes.
This is just a coincidence, they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
He is getting out of his American Idol contract, and he's using the same lawyer that Clay Aiken used.
Mm-hmm.
So... that's that. And is American Idol...
So this is basically maintaining the theory that everybody had that he's got another deal.
Yes.
Right.
And his American Idol contract only goes until the end of August. Because it goes for 3 months after the show's off the air. He's fighting that now.
Sure.
To try to get his record out. That's what's going on with him.
Wow.
Last night, people were at Vitello's in Los Angeles celebrating.
I'm going.
Robert Blake... getting off.
Wow.
They were all having his favorite meal at Vitello's.
I know.
Pasta with spinach, tomatoes,
yep.
and garlic.
That's a great dish.
Sure is. Hold on a second there, Robert. Oh, what the hell? Come on. Come on in. Robert, are you there?
I want to thank all of you. You guys have been there for me right there, brother. Don?
Yeah, Robert.
Don, I want to tell you, I'm breaking down here. I'd like to thank the jurors, man, all the people that supported me.
What about that DA who say he'll wipe that smile off your face?
That wasn't a smile. Those were tears of joy, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the vindication and thousands of years, but I'm broke. $10 million I spent on that trial there.
Wow.
And nothing will take them days away from me, brother. There's not a thing that's going to take it away. I'm going to remember that to the day I die.
What was the worst thing about being in jail?
The rapes.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, there wasn't a time I could turn my back. And I'm not as young as I used to be, man.
Right.
Brother, they'd come right up and sneak on you, and it would be over in 2 seconds, but it would be the most demeaning thing in the whole wide world.
But, you know, we
supported
you.
They told me about that on the outside, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it ain't nothing like being on the inside. When you're sitting there trying to catch 40 winks, man, and they come up and they tap on your shoulder, and then before you know it, you don't got a cellmate. You got a bunkmate.
Oh.
And, brother, it's hell on earth. And you think me being an old man and all that they wouldn't go near me.
You're
but it's because of that
you're
TV
sexy.
Fame.
That's
yeah.
Right.
I'll never forget those horrible things they'd say to me.
What would they say to you?
All the worst kind of imaginable things you'd ever believe
like
in. Like, hold tight, Beretta. I'm coming to get you, brother.
Wow.
Your time's up, okay? Here it comes, dude. It's going to be a little rascal. We'll take care of you. We're going to have lots of fun. It's beast time. We're going to give you two backs.
The beast with two backs.
Wow.
We're going after your two backs with a vengeance.
Well, now, Robert
I didn't
Blake,
shower much.
Robert Blake, you know, we're not playing Jeopardy today because Mike had his acupuncture on the air.
Right.
Well, I think that's a disgrace and a crying shame, and I think he's a total, total wussy.
I think you'd like Mike if you ever met him.
I don't think so.
I think you'd find him attractive.
I heard I got the lowdown from the producer on that guy.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She called him a prima donna and a drunk.
Oh.
Wow.
That's what she said.
True.
From
true.
Her lips to God's ears, brother.
True.
And
true,
I'm out
true.
Of the joint. And can I just say...
what?
People say I'm a little melodramatic.
Huh?
I might...
I don't get that.
I might be. But this is the greatest time of my life. And I'm going to take my kid Rosie out for an ice cream. And then I'm going to go to that restaurant, Vitello's, I like so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to celebrate with pasta, with spinach and tomatoes.
Right.
And then I'm going to go home and take a look in a bowl.
And again, what was the worst thing that happened to you in prison?
Oh, there's no question. There's only one thing, brother.
What's that?
There's one thing that keeps me up at night and gives me the night terrors.
What's that?
The rapes.
Yeah.
That's what got me all the time.
Prison love.
Oh, man, I tell you, I'll do me some cowboying. It's going to be lots of fun. You take care, Don. I love you.
Robert Blake.
We'll have him back. You know, we did devote goddamn 4 years of the show to him.
Yes,
you know?
True.
And he's free. Had to get our money's
worth. Did the prosecutor really say the prosecutor's going to wipe the smile off his face?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
No, the lawyer for the family. Going to do a civil suit.
Yeah, but then it's going to be like OJ. They're going to sue him for right. All this, and he's got no money.
You want to know how to go through $10 million in 5 years? Ask me.
There he is. That's my man.
Yeah, $10 million.
There you go.
Shut up.
Is that him?
Yeah. That's the best, isn't it?
Shut up.
I like that one. That's a good one. That's
shut
rich.
Up.
All right, old woman.
Oh, hold on. What judge?
Didn't she have kids for you?
That's Robert.
Didn't who?
We're going to take a turn around the town.
No, that's the judge.
You, mister. You got one in your pocket?
What happened to the Robert Blake tape?
No.
That's all screwed up. I got a feel good that I've been waiting on all week.
Ooh, yeah.
I got no time. This is the messiest break we've ever done. This is from London. There's a guy named Peter Crispin. Spent the last 10 years raising $3 million so he could fulfill his lifelong dream to build the best home gym in the world.
Yay.
He saved $3 million, built his gym, state-of-the-art pool, squash courts, basketball courts,
wow,
and a fitness studio. The gym was finally built. He went inside, turned on the treadmill, promptly dropped dead of a heart attack.
Oh!
There you go.
Wow.
That's a feel-good.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not going to hurt him.
Thanks, that's
Judge.
A feel-good.
I've never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
I do my own shaving.
I do anything for you.
Say, I do my own shaving.
He does his own shaving.
That's a general idea.
Thanks, Judge.
Now, Joe Ardinger. Nope, wrong button. Joe Ardinger.
Joe Mose.
Let's get one more of these in. We sent Joe out last night.
Joe Mose.
To various establishments to give them our St. Patrick's Day quiz. Right to the big finish. This is the last. It says, guy drunk.
Huh.
It's a shock of drunk. Here's a Jomo for St. Patrick's Day.
Hello, I'm Joseph O. Ardinger from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions today for broadcast?
Sure.
Are you Irish?
Half Irish.
But I guess everyone is Irish today.
Yeah, that'd be the case.
Why do we celebrate St. Patrick, and what is his significance?
I don't know, but I'm getting drunk, so...
Why are Lucky Charms magically delicious?
The marshmallows, of course.
Is it just me, or does Bono look like he needs a shower?
Doesn't look like he needs a shower, but he probably needs to wash his hair more often.
Have you ever seen Regis Philbin make the beast with two backs?
I don't know what that means, but I don't...
I think that doesn't sound drunk enough.
No.
Let's go to the one where it says clueless. I think we started this one. Clueless and a vulgar word for a woman.
Very good.
Hello, I'm Joe O. Ardinger from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions for broadcast?
Hey, Dad, you can put the microphone on her.
Sure.
Are you Irish?
Yeah.
But I guess everybody's Irish today.
Yeah.
Why do you celebrate St. Patrick? What was the significance?
An excuse to drink.
Why are Lucky Charms so magically delicious?
I don't know.
Is it just me, or does Bono look like he needs a shower? Bono.
Bono. Yeah. He looks like he needs a shower.
Yeah.
Have you seen Regis Philbin make the beast with two backs?
Who's Regis Philbin?
She just said, who's Regis Philbin?
Yes, she committed a sin. Blasphemy. Who's Regis Philbin?
You're not as smart as your brother, Joe.
Irish chicks, rather. Pasty, red-haired, and
I
drunk.
I think he's drinking.
Great.
I don't care what he says.
Yeah. You know, he has stumbled through four or five of these.
And you picture the scene. He's in the bar.
Yes. It would be okay if he had a drink.
Of course. Nobody loves beer as much as Joe Ardinger.
I don't think Joe's got a friend in the world.
Hold on, here he is. You did not drink last night?
Not at all, and I just read that the Fairfax County Police arrested 34 people for drinking and driving last night.
Wow. Joe. Well, you made the correct decision, Joe.
Yes,
absolutely.
You did.
All right, Joe.
But this girl was one of those people that I had to keep stepping towards because she kept stepping away from
me. Ah, he was afraid of the microphone.
She was not cooperating.
Or afraid of Joe.
Hey, you.
I'm not
pasty and drunk, and I don't have red hair.
Why does Irish food taste like human waste?
I don't know. Ask her. Talk to her.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, my God. Oh. I don't know.
How would you like to hear a sample of my patented Irish accent?
Okay.
If I dropped a dollar bill on the puddle on this dirty barroom floor, would you pick it up?
No.
Does green beer make your bathroom experience better or worse?
Worse.
Do you like the greasy?
This guy's real. Oh, okay. I don't know.
Wow. She's actually taking some time to chew over.
Yeah.
I like the greasy.
Wow. It's like your friend told her the greasy was something naughty.
Oh.
Joe, you're under arrest.
Please recite for me your favorite tongue twister.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Tell me your three favorite Irish people, quick. Should I charge for my killer hit song on the internet or give it away?
Charge.
Ah, wow.
Guess what I'm wearing that's green?
Your necklace?
Please to be singing for me when Irish eyes are smiling.
She is dumb. Yeah, good job.
Perfect. Why? Tell me why. Hasn't Beth Ann McBride gotten laid with a man in over 11 years?
I don't even know who that is.
Recite the alphabet backwards starting with Z.
I can't do that.
Recite the alphabet backwards starting with C.
CBA.
May I smell your breath?
No.
All the Irish mourn the death of actors James Garner. How did you feel when you found out?
Actors.
Seriously, I have to answer these questions.
When will you be heading back to Dublin?
Tomorrow.
Would you like to give me a kiss for good luck?
No.
Eric LeBron.
That's why she got the nickname.
Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, he got shut out.
You're not as smart as your brother, Joe.
Shut down.
Yeah. That's Jomo. That's all the time we got for that. I mean, he did like, I don't know, 9 or 10 of them.
That was wonderful.
Thank you, Joe.
I like that.
I think we're all pretty much agreed the best one was the first girl.
The first girl was fantastic.
The giggler.
Hello. I'm Joseph O. Ardinger with CBS Radio. Can I ask you some questions taped for broadcast?
Sure. Hi, how you doing?
Hi. Are you Irish?
Actually, I am, 50%.
I guess everybody is Irish today.
I don't know about that.
Why do we celebrate St. Patrick, and what is his significance?
Well, St. Patty was a great monarch in the Irish history.
Isn't this the chick that had the goofy laugh?
Yes.
All right.
Especially toward the end of this.
Why are Lucky Charms?
We also like the woman who was able to do the alphabet backwards so quickly.
I don't know. It's the marshmallows. It's the marshmallows.
Is it me? Is it just me, or does Bono look like he needs a shower?
He always looks like he needs a shower, honey.
Have you ever seen Regis Philbin make the beast with two backs?
No.
There it is.
I think Joe's got a friend in the world.
That's what I'm looking for.
I like it does.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Who's Buzz?
Me.
He made it up.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz. What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, happy motoring. Gasoline hits $3 a gallon and higher.
You gotta get out of town. Take your boy here with you.
All right. Oh, the judge doesn't like that.
So your lead story is gas prices.
$3 a gallon.
You were good in there tonight. Good as you've ever been. Well,
thank you, Judge.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
But you know one reason why you got by with it?
Why?
Why, Judge?
They were laughing at you.
Whatever works.
And that was all very...
Least you could do is the same for your kid brother.
Professional.
You can't go to bed now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. How have you been?
Website.com. That's the official site for the show. It's time for Buzz's News now. Buzz brought to us by Smith.
smoking break.
Smokers.
This is good. Smoke.
Break the nasty habit without gaining weight.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
That's just a plug. I meant to press that one, but you know the whole story with the buttons and the thing. And
now you got two, right?
Yeah, two
carpenters made the little stands for your sound effects.
Stands for the piece of equipment. So when we get back from vacation, we'll get into it. Smoke break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. How are things over on your side, Buzz?
Very comfortable. Why?
This is like a mash ward over here.
Really? Oh, I understand. Rob is not feeling well today.
Yeah, and I mean, I didn't even know that until, 5 minutes ago, because I've been whining with my own thing over here. Rob's sick
either.
As a dog over there.
Wow.
Let's do
Rob's got the creepy crud.
Can we do an extra hour tonight?
Let's do.
Maybe I'll hang out with Ron.
Meanwhile, you, who have, for most of this period of time,
been sick,
are healthy as a horse.
I feel great.
Ready to start your vacation.
Actually, this is the other weird thing.
Yeah? What?
I was telling the acupuncturist today.
Uh-huh.
Since I've been seeing the acupuncturist and just feeling better about everything,
right.
The show's been looser. I've been digging it more.
Yeah,
and, I don't feel like going on vacation.
Yeah, the show is not. I was going to tell you this privately. I would tell it to you publicly. The shows have not felt like work.
Right, true.
It has really been, we have had a blast, and I hope the listeners have had just as much fun.
I take my acupuncturist for that, taking all that off my bed. Even having said that, screw you, Fried, I'm going to say that as much as I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to take the vacation.
There yeah, a man needs vacation.
Attaboy. Take the vacation. Right, Judge?
You do that.
I will.
Yeah,
see, the judge backs me up.
Thanks, Judge.
What the hell are you whispering about? Don't you know that whispering ain't polite, except in church or a courtroom?
That's the judge.
Judge.
Well, if you know something I don't, I'd be obliged to hear about it.
Well, I do.
Here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Some rich people in California are now paying $3.38 a gallon for gasoline. And they don't seem to mind. Realize we're talking about Malibu along the Pacific Coast Highway, so most of the cars are very nice. And
Malibu!
Most of them burn premium and a lot of it.
This is my prediction, and it's a serious prediction.
All right.
Americans will not flip out about it until it gets to $4 a gallon.
That's the magic number?
I think $3 a gallon, mm-hmm. We all know what's going to happen this summer. $3.50, I don't know. You start talking $4 a gallon.
Yeah. You maybe have people, organizing.
Oh, you don't want the oil companies to go out of business, do you?
Yeah, really.
Well, Buzz, I read that they're producing 2% more a day.
Yes, yeah, there's plenty to go around.
Those great OPEC guys.
If more people would be like me and use an alternative fuel, clean burning fuel, we'd be all right.
What clean burning fuel do you use?
Diesel.
But, here's the thing about diesel.
Yeah.
I was reading about that as well, because I have
an incredible mind.
Thank you. Diesel, for whatever reason, is more expensive in a lot of cases now than even premium unleaded.
Oh, diesel is, yeah.
And no one can put their finger on why, because diesel is always supposed to be
the cheaper alternative.
Right. And now they can't find a real good reason why diesel costs more than supreme unleaded.
Because that's the oil company dance.
Right.
That's the shuffle.
Can't find a real good reason gasoline costs more than it used to. And the guy who runs the Union 76 on that very expensive piece of real estate in Malibu says the higher prices don't seem to have hurt his business. $3.38 is the price for full service premium, or you can slum it with self-serve regular for $3.05 a gallon.
And you know where else you just get hoard?
Where?
I didn't remember this till last weekend when we went to an AC.
Uh-huh.
You get on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Oh, yeah.
Sunoco. You go to the rest area. It's a Sunoco, mm-hmm. which, good, bad, or indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
But they pump it themselves.
And it's more expensive.
You have no choice in the matter. You got to sit there, and they don't even have the thing where you can put the card into the machine yourself.
Wow.
The guy, in my case, took it inside and brought back the card with the receipt on one of those old-time plastic things,
mm-hmm.
Where mm-hmm. you write and then you rip off your receipt. It's like moving back 25 years in time.
Did he clean your windows, wipe your dipstick?
No, Buzz, there was none of that.
Huh. Well, that's hardly full service, then, is it?
Slow down, slugger.
Right.
Wipe your dipstick.
You don't like that, do you?
Yeah, I guess you don't, Judge.
Now, could
tell that old bandit not to get extravagant.
Could this happen in your neighborhood, these tire prices?
Yes,
no?
Yes.
Oil prices now topping $57 a gallon.
I don't get it.
That's right. You know, it's not like the president has ties to oil companies.
Yeah, what's up with that?
And if you watch the news, what's so great about it is it's like it's no big surprise. Mm-hmm. They're saying, hey, have you noticed? It's going up, and it's going to keep going up. And, well, we think maybe $3 sometime this summer.
You know, if other businesses raise their prices, like oil prices have gone up in this country, there would be congressional hearings. You would have, you know, they would call it an outrage.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, the oil companies in America have always enjoyed complete immunity from, you know, like the public scandal or anything.
And we are having our hearings, Mike, except we're not having them on oil. We're having them on Mark McGuire taking steroids.
Right. Steroids. Let's do that. Meanwhile, let the, you know, oil companies fleece us.
Now, do you want to keep talking to me or see your brother?
Well, sleight of hand.
I don't have a brother.
You're a rich man.
I'm not.
Big ranch. Pay a lot of people to do what you want them to do.
He's talking to you, Mike.
You got a brother. He's no good, but he's your brother.
I don't have a brother. I have a sister.
Maybe he's talking to me.
I don't like your men watching us, trying to catch us with our backs turned.
Oh. No, he's talking to me.
Now I'm running out of breath. You talk if you want to.
Okay. Well, I don't feel like it.
If any trouble starts around this jail, before anybody can get to you, you're going to get accidentally shot.
Wow. Buzz, I think he's been talking to you the whole time.
That sounds rough. The gas jockey in your neighborhood, meanwhile, is still scrambling to get some number twos. They need the number twos.
Excuse me?
You heard me. They need the number twos now that their gas prices have hit $2 a gallon. Mm-hmm. And when it's time to charge $2.22 a gallon, forget about it.
The numbers that they put up on the signs.
On the sign. $2.22. Right. See, gas stations don't keep many number twos on hand because they're what's known in the sign business as a large number, fatter than, say, a number one.
You know what I'll do? I'll help them out. I'll drop a number two off at a gas station on my way.
They'll thank you for it. A larger numbers like two, those numbers, those individual numbers cost about $150 a piece.
And that's a lot for a number two.
It sure is. And to make it all more complicated, some gas station signs were only made wide enough to accommodate a number one up front.
Do you have a wide number two?
Only wide enough for a number one.
It's medium, I think.
If this keeps up, they'll all be begging for number threes.
No problem there. I've got the recipe for that.
Sure. Going back to the bottle. Get drunk.
Cheaper than diesel.
The company that owns KFC says, and I quote, "We feel deeply sorry for this food safety accident and promise it will never happen again."
What happened?
Most folks.
Seems the Colonel's secret recipe of herbs and spices contained a cancer-causing dye that's mostly used to give a reddish hue to gasoline, shoe polish, and glue.
Like, for how many years?
I don't know. I mean, this is untraceable, really. The chemical...
Forever, Mike.
Forever. I've been eating that chicken.
The chemical was discovered in the New Orleans roast chicken being served in England and China.
Oh, that's okay. No word. As long as it's not America.
Well, we don't know. There's been no word yet whether the dye was used to give that chicken its reddish hue in this country. But what's your guess?
Well, it is red China.
Health officials in China say they also found the dye in some Heinz pickles.
Oh.
Oddly enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
I eat Mount Olive.
Because it's not in America.
What kind of pickles?
You don't expect me to do something about it.
You don't know that.
What kind of pickles do you eat?
I'm not a pickle man.
You don't like pickles?
If I had to pick a name brand pickle, I guess I would go with, is it Clausen?
Yeah. Yes. Rob's a Clausen man, too. Yeah. Aren't you a Clausen man, Rob?
Vlasic.
What do you go
Vlasic,
with?
I like Vlasic the best. Maybe Heinz my second choice.
What?
Now you like.
We're seeing how Rob. How you doing, Rob?
Great.
Would you like a pickle?
Are you about ready to barf or something?
I don't think so.
That's good. Why.
Maybe this will make you feel better.
Nope. I gotta go.
Get down on your knees and go after it.
Well, the Senate has effectively bitch-slapped the president, and nobody saw it coming.
Yeah.
The rest of the Senate did not, as usual, fall in behind their Republican leaders this time. They voted against the part of the president's budget that would have cut Medicaid and education spending, among other things.
So they didn't actually slap him.
They voted, no, it was more of a symbolic sort of slap.
Okay.
But a symbolic bitch-slap, nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
They voted to spend more money on things like clean water and the fight against AIDS, and once your hoe declares her independence, there's just no turning back. The Senate will now likely feel more free to vote against other proposals from W. And the Senate's also more likely to collide with the Republicans in the House, who've already adopted a budget that makes even deeper cuts in Medicaid than the president's proposing.
Well, not in my house.
First cut is the deepest.
It is. The Senate's also okayed bigger tax cuts than other Republicans would have liked, even though we've recently gone from the biggest budget surplus in history through the biggest debt in history.
I would have liked to have seen them slap the president, only because it was a great bit on our show for so many years. Did you read in the trades that, you know, a long time, 5 years ago, we used to do something called the slap off?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yes.
Slap off. Very
popular. People would come in studio and slap each other. Yeah. Something for like an hour and a half nonstop, even during commercials.
Yeah.
We would do the show. Well, a station in New York did it, the same station that did the tsunami song.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was slap someone until they cry.
Right.
And because they had just done the tsunami thing, all these DJs at Hot 97 just got fired for doing this awful, bad game where people slap each other. And I'm reading this thing and I'm screaming, you know, we can't kill anybody and get our names in the trade papers.
Exactly.
I mean, there's not very many original ideas in radio. That was one original idea we had on this show.
One time there was blood.
Mm-hmm. There was.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was good.
Sorry, don't get it done, dude.
Sorry, Judge. And we have better photocopiers.
Talked about it some.
You remember Homeland Security, Serious Faces, Pretty Bright Colors.
Yes.
The latest on that when we get back.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Owned by
the Don and Mike Show.
Two dazzling urbanites, Don and Mike.
And now here they are from Erie, PA. The O'Neaters.
Oh, yeah.
The Wonders, yeah.
Long time.
Tom Hanks movie.
All right.
Mike?
Yes.
I want to say something to you.
Yes.
As your back continues to hurt and
yes.
you have no feeling in...
My right two toes.
Wow. I love you, man.
I love you, man.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Just in case.
Thank you. If I come back in and you... If I when we come back from vacation, sound like David Brinkley... Well, you know, or worse than that, Kirk Douglas.
Oh, or worse than that if you don't come back.
Yeah, it's true.
Spartacus. I am Spartacus.
I am Spartacus. Dream is good.
And an ice cold Pepsi. You know, I like that commercial until the jive actor says, "We got a sandwich and an ice cold Pepsi."
Yeah, that's
I have not seen that commercial yet.
It is great. The first time you see it, you'll laugh.
Yeah, you'll see it.
Buzz, why are you standing up?
In sympathy for Mike.
See, I always stand
you
up.
You always stand. Mike's standing because his back hurts. I didn't want to be the only one
instantly
sitting.
Deflect the sympathy. You know the guy that's hurting? The ever jolly, he cannot be, is
it's
this man.
Done.
Oh, is
fine.
He here today?
Go home. Buzz, talk.
Rob looks like he is about to puke, just like your wife did.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Rob. Sorry, Rob.
Paint the walls.
You know what that sounded like?
Right.
We don't play puke sound effects anymore.
No.
That's what it sounds like when Carrie painted the walls.
Yeah, but now we know what our bathroom would look like in yellow.
Ew. Homeland Security or Insecurity, if you prefer, a confidential report to alert states about possible terrorist scenarios
who
got posted online accidentally.
Oh, is this the thing I saw about, like, where they had, like, a computer reenactment? Almost that thing, like, the thing they show in a movie theater.
Right.
In case of emergency, these are the exits. Well, it had kind of a green fog working its way through Manhattan.
That's what this was. Possible terrorist, like nerve gas, those kinds of things.
Right.
The report was the result of a year's work on national planning scenarios. Now, the report would have been made public eventually, just not as soon as the government expected, when one state put up a link to the report. Here's a hint as to which state it was.
You okay?
They grow Maui Wowie there.
Don't ever do it again.
Come on there, Judge. Meanwhile, the former President Bill Clinton is having a high old time. A New York newspaper says that while Clinton was at Columbia, not that kind, Don, at Columbia University Medical Center last weekend after heart surgery, he ordered takeout. Being kind to his heart, Clinton ordered a salad with grilled breast meat. But for the family and friends gathered round, he ordered lasagna, penne, cheesecake, and baked clams.
See,
The newspaper source says the bill was over $500.
That's good food. Yeah.
And quoting the source, that was just for Saturday night.
That's all right. If I get another blockage, I'll have them unblock it.
You're right. They aren't much good anymore.
How are you, Judge?
Aren't you sorry now you didn't get on the stage?
I'm calling to win
the I am. I'm sorry, Judge Melville.
Stop if I say stop.
Okay, don't have to go so angry.
Stop cackling.
I'm not even laughing.
You wear those things in public, I'll arrest you.
I'm just wearing my PJs.
I'll blast you to hell as quick as I would a white man.
Oh. Really? Finally, two stories about release.
Yeah?
In North Carolina, Larry Dwayne Coleman was just hours away from finishing his four-month sentence for some misdemeanor or another.
I'm always for early release.
4 hours. He got early release in his own way.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
man. Sure.
4 hours before his scheduled release, however...
I wrote the manual on release.
Larry Dwayne Coleman busted out of Buncombe Correctional Center. Police still haven't found him.
Mike just really made it funny. Mike wrote the manual on release.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In Germany, an acupuncturist missed the point. If the idea was to make the patient relax, the woman awoke to realize she was still full of needles and that the staff had locked up the office and gone home without releasing her.
Hi.
Hi. And Hi. Now we lock up our office and our release is right on time. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sweet release. That's it. We got to go. Have a safe vacation, everybody. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Stand by. Ron and Fez are coming up next on XM 175, the Major League Baseball channel. So listen to them, and we'll see you in 2 weeks, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
How about some baked clams?
I give you $10 right now if you puke.
Not worth it. I don't think I could.
How much
I'll put it in your hand for a dime.
Support my hand. Okay.
Goodbye, Mike.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.